Hello, and welcome to FamiCast 125, your FamiCast for the early part of May 2018. I'm Danny, and today I'm joined by James Charlton.
That is I. Good evening, Daniel Bivens. How are you?
Daniel Johnson Bivens. I'm doing great.
All
And
right.
Ty Sugart is here.
Get her done.
What's up, Ty? How you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing good.
Cool.
Why are we talking to each other like we haven't seen each other in 12 years?
Well, it's been a couple of weeks. That's
Right?
true. A lot's happened, right, Danny?
Actually, yeah. Man, when I was putting together the agenda for like some of the new stuff, I was thinking like, oh man, some of this is a bit of a stretch. But then the news dropped today with Nintendo's online service, which you can bet your ass we're going to be getting to and talking about. And on top of
So we really don't have anything to talk about then.
that, yeah. Trust me, I know
Ayo.
there's probably going to be a couple of laughs, and that's fine. But per usual, we're going to go ahead and start off with new business. And Ty,
Oh boy.
do you want to start off new business today?
All right, this might go for a while.
You've
Okay,
already
okay.
spoiled what you were going to talk about and how you're going to do it.
I did. Though before I get to you know what, I might throw out that I was playing a little Shovel Knight recently.
Ooh, for a
Yeah,
change.
still gotta get all those Specter of Torment achievements. But I've got all but one. I actually did the speedrun achievement and like the beat the game with no upgrades achievement at the same time.
Would
Well,
who didn't do that?
yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously going for the upgrades is a waste of time. Ergo, go the
Ergo,
twofer.
preferably.
Yeah, hence. So,
Therefore,
yeah.
ergo, vis-a-vis.
Right, so I'm gonna knock out the last one probably right before King of Cards comes out, whenever that is.
There's no release date for that?
I don't know. Maybe.
And that comes out on everything at the same time?
I think so. Now that you mention it, like, okay, so Nintendo had like a month exclusivity on Spectre of Torment, right?
Yes. That was because it was that like the 3-in-1 package thing, wasn't it? The complete collection or whatever it was
Yeah.
called.
Yeah. And like if you have that, you're gonna get King of Cards like for free. That's like included.
What's weird is that my old dusty Wii U version is magically getting updated with all this stuff.
Yeah, you also if you're an early adopter, you're grandfathered in and you get all this stuff too. Like I do too, like on Xbox.
Yeah, I think I actually did boot it up just to see if it worked, and it did. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, I've got all this cool new content, and then
Hell
turned off
yeah.
the
Yeah. Oh,
Wii
Spectral Torment is really cool and good. You might remember when I talked about it many months ago, but it rules. Every iteration of Shovel Knight rules.
again. Awesome. Shovel Knight 64 has to
Yeah.
happen.
Yeah. Right?
Grant Cope soundtrack
Right?
for some reason.
Yeah. There was probably some other Nintendo-related thing I played. I don't remember, but let me tell you about Far Cry 5,
This has been
Hometown
some kind of
Simulator.
religious experience for you, hasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so to recap, Far Cry 5 is literally partially or wholly based on the valley I grew up in. No, like the Ubisoft guys, they came, they toured my fucking tiny ass hometown and the neighboring tiny ass hometowns,
Wow.
and then they put together this game where you go there and you shoot everyone there. Obviously, I was a big fan. Oh boy,
Brilliant.
it has been a wild ride. I spent almost all of Golden Week playing it. I got every achievement. I forgot to check my playtime. I could probably do that on my Xbox app right here. Yeah, where to start about this game? Okay, have you
Golden
guys.
Week.
Yeah, Golden Week.
Did you get a golden achievement on your gold account
Yeah.
and your gold-plated Xbox?
That's right. Gold-plated Xbox isn't real. They give one away like every month.
God, okay.
Why not? Why the hell not?
Right? Swag. So have you guys played a Far Cry before?
You know, I never have. I never have. I
Me
think
either.
I played Far Cry 1 when it was just called Far Cry,
Yeah.
on a not on my PC, on someone else's PC, and it looked incredible.
Yeah, it's got these really nice open worlds. I did browse some YouTube videos of the older ones, and they are pretty, and they're all big open worlds with like a lot of nature and like random mayhem to deal with.
Wasn't there one on the
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not buying a first person shooter on a
Oh.
fucking Wii, Jesus.
Shit, you're right. I think it was like, was it Instincts or something like that? Far Cry Instincts.
Yeah,
Maybe.
there's a lot of games just called Far Cry subtitle.
Was like Far Cry but without the open world and with like fog from the N64 era.
I love
Yeah.
it. Love
It
it
might have been like
already.
a launch title or something. It might have been near
It
launch title for Wii.
was pretty close. 2006, 7, something like that, I think.
Yeah, awful, awful game. But not this one. Die, right?
Okay, yeah, holy shit. Playtime, 2 days, 16 hours.
Okay, well.
That's 48, 58, 6, Nintendo 64 hours.
Wow.
And I liked it a lot. That's how long it takes to get all the achievements. With a moderate
Course.
amount of fucking around.
So you were tweeting out like little clips that you'd t done, right? Like of weird stuff that had happened.
Oh yeah. I well documented my adventure on Twitter, and I also did like a little mini review in like 10 tweets.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, when I'm playing the game, like I spent so much time like doing double takes at just, how the environment looks, 'cause it looks like Montana. It looks like out in the pine forest or the weed filled fields, and the fucking bear charging you. It's all
For a second,
100%.
I thought you said the weeb filled the fields. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
Oh,
Well, Ty is playing it.
well, yeah, there it is.
Damn.
Heyo. No, but when you say weed, you mean like marijuana?
No, I
Okay,
mean
all right. Okay. Because
just
that's Far Cry 3, right?
yeah,
That had the weed filled fields.
just rubbery and tall grass. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's beautiful. It looks like Montana.
So, did you say that some of the places were straight up lifted from reality, like they were exactly like reality?
I remember so I checked out some developer videos, and they talked about one thing they did is they were basically scanning like 3D objects from the environment, where they'd set up like a series of cameras, and they were using this fancy software to create 3D models based on photos from multiple angles. So there's like a lot of real ass tr yeah, the trees are literally real.
Wow.
Digitized guest appearance.
In your face, Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, apparently there's one hidden in the game with somebody's like initials carved into it. I never found it, but there's a lot of little tiny things in the game too, like that.
TS loves DB or something.
Sure, whatever. So yeah, where to start? It's a big game. I've got a lot to talk about.
You play as a cop.
Yeah, as a federal law enforcement officer, a rookie federal law enforcement officer.
Cap. You sound like a cap.
Yeah, a cap. Although your character never talks except when he like gets a fish. You can go fishing in this game, and he goes like, "Yeah, woo!" And that's like the only time. It was kind of jarring. Like, what? Oh, that was me.
You can choose male and female as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, it's the first time you could do that in Far Cry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in video games.
In video games.
I was
Yeah, right? I mean,
like,
I think that should be a standard feature, like, where it's possible. And I think game developers agree with me for the most part.
You played as a dude.
Yeah, I did. I fucking role-played Doomguy on vacation. Yeah. Let's see. So, as far as the story goes, you're trying to arrest this crazy cult leader, and everything goes pear-shaped immediately, and you're trapped in this redneck valley with everyone else, and there's like no road access out. So, and like all the communication lines are cut. So, everybody in the game is like trapped in this valley, and they have to deal with this cult who has pretty much taken control over the entire valley. And what you have to do is you do missions and basically terrorist actions and stuff against them to raise a resistance. So like the more missions you do, the more anti-cult activities you do, like you have this little resistance meter, it fills up. And
Just like real life. And you do that by shooting endangered species in the face, right? And that
That's
helps the
right.
revolution.
Okay, let me tell you guys a little story about early 2000s video game journalism.
All right, I thought you were going to say how your life turned flipped upside down.
Okay, so maybe you've heard the stories about Kensha Hall at E3 back in the good old days. Maybe, if it rings a bell. So, you know, when you go to E3, it's in the LA Convention Center. And you know, there's like the different main halls. I forget what they're called, if it's just like East Hall, South Hall, or whatever. They're big. And then like you have Kensha Hall, which is barely different from a parking garage. And in there is where like all the poverty companies go, like these companies you've never heard of from like Singapore and North Korea. So like around 2001. There was a kind of a fad in American video games, the hunting game simulators. There's like the one that just went gangbusters, just Deer Hunter or whatever it was called. And so some other companies are starting to do some knockoffs. And so you go and you find like these like Chinese or Hong Kong companies or whatever, they crank out a hunting game, and it would have like all the usual stuff like elk, bear, and then like just randomly have like bald eagles. Right, hunting for bald eagles. They're federally protected for reasons. So, but you know, it doesn't matter in Far Cry 5,
You just machine gun them down.
right? Yeah, that's a tick box that needs to be filled,
Achievement unlocked.
right? Yeah, you get skill points. Yeah, so I thought that was
Skill
fucking
points.
funny that you could like hunt for bald eagles, being a cop and all.
So, which is worse, press F to pay respects or shoot endangered species to get experience points?
Well, if you remember my tweet, like I cut it off like halfway through to show a video of a Wolverine like gnawing off the main character's balls.
Right, yeah.
Yo, that was shocking.
Your balls,
Yeah.
technically, right? If
Right.
you're playing the character,
That's right. It's okay. I have balls of steel. Duke
Did
Nukem forever.
you did you feel it? Did you cross your legs when that happened to you in the game?
I cringed.
Right. That was a beaver. Also, what did you say? A
A
Wolverine?
Wolverine,
Wow.
bub.
But they're made of adamantium, right? So they you can't shoot them,
Right.
obviously.
Sure enough.
Right.
Okay, where was I? So yeah, this game is extremely Montana in a lot of ways that aren't immediately apparent. So there's like, I tweeted about this too. There's some absolutely bizarre stuff like the Testicle Festival.
We have those in Illinois, where I'm
You
from
do
too.
you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Where it's a festival centered around eating the fried balls of bulls.
Yeah, the one that I heard on the news years ago, Turkey Testicle Festival.
Weird.
Yeah, turkey
Okay.
testicles. That's what it
Yeah.
said.
I don't know if turkeys had testicles.
Maybe I misheard. I don't know.
Yeah. Some sad news though. Apparently the one this year has been canceled due to, I don't know, some deaths.
What? Okay. Of
Yeah.
the animals or the people?
Oh, the people.
All right. Wow, that's a kick in the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
bud.
yeah. So I want to say Far Cry 5 is extremely Montana, but maybe it's the other way around. Montana is extremely Far Cry.
Right. Art imitating life, or the other way around.
Yeah, so much crazy shit just going down. Like you know, like I was playing like in one of the later missions where you like infiltrate like this fucking like huge military bunker that the cult has, and for a split second I thought, wow, this is not realistic. This is video game bullshit. And I'm like, oh wait, those are real. Yes, in Montana, you could buy an old Cold War bunker off the government.
Whoa, cool.
To live in?
I guess if you wanted to. If you had that kind of
Wow.
money.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so those are real. Yeah.
Do you have any family members who live in one of those? Or friends?
Probably.
Hopefully. At least
Yeah.
one. You can go and visit next time you go back.
Yeah, sure enough. What's some other weird stuff that goes on
How do
in
people
Montana?
in who are actually living in Montana now, how do they feel about Far Cry 5? It's like,
Good
oh, this
question.
is bullshit. This is not realistic at all.
I'll
You
tell
know?
you what isn't realistic. Most of the accents in the game are way off.
They all French Canadians?
Ah, no, the Canadian guys are the best matches, actually. There's like a lot of southern accents kind of jammed into the game,
Sounds
and
about right.
yeah, no, nobody in Montana has a southern accent. It's true. Like it's like a Pacific Northwest accent, which is like a pretty bog standard, like on TV America kind of accent,
Neutral type of thing.
right? Yeah.
It's northwest of the United States, the
Yeah,
northwestern
like
area. Okay.
yeah, so like I would say Missoula, which is like the main city in western Montana, is very culturally similar to Portland and Seattle. Yeah, and they name
So, a
drop.
lot of
So
Starbucks.
yeah, they name drop Missoula a couple times in game actually. So it helps you place it. It's like once we get out of here, we're gonna go to Missoula and we're gonna call the fucking army.
So, do you want to get into I mean, there's a lot of hubbub about, the politics. People saying like it doesn't go far enough,
Oh yeah, I'm
and
gonna
then
get into that.
other people are like, it's bullshit. We don't want this kind of this game or whatever. But then other people are like, well, it doesn't really go anywhere with it. It's very neutral and very, it kind of pussies out of any big statements or anything.
I think they're both wrong.
Okay.
Let me elaborate. I think
No spoilers. I actually want to play this.
Okay, I won't spoil it. The ending
I'm
is
not going to play it.
fucked up
Spoil
though.
away.
All right, Dan. Danny, if you get an Xbox One, no, wait, I can't loan it to you. I bought digital. I'm sorry. Let's see. So I feel like a lot of major review outlets, yeah, they're like, oh, the game doesn't say anything, or it doesn't deliver on the promises they promised to us in our imaginary conversation in our head with them. And like, yeah, some of the reviews up are like really bad. I mean, by bad, I mean they are not well written. And there's also like, I just finished watching like a pseudo intellectual YouTube about it, which was also way wrong.
Hence the pseudo part.
Yeah. And a lot of it's really embarrassing. Like, I think a lot of people went in like with this expectation that it would either like, it would be ripping on like, you know, small town rural politics really hard, but you know, it doesn't. It doesn't really have like, it doesn't jump on like a left right politics thing, I think. But I think it has a lot of social commentary in it.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
for me, like looking at it externally, I would say, okay, in these days, in these dark days that we live in, I just want to shoot some fucking racists in the face. But does it let you do that in a
Nah, no,
satisfying way?
nobody in the game is racist, I'm afraid.
Ah, oh, such a missed opportunity.
I'm sure there's a good game where you can murder racists. Yeah, try Wolfenstein. That
Well,
one's pretty
yeah,
good.
Wolfenstein is pretty good, you know. Punch Nazis in the face. You can't go wrong with that.
GTA 5, they have racists in that game, right?
I wouldn't know, Danny.
It's a fun game.
All right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do any of that. It's more about the cult and this imaginary cult doing freaky stuff and then stopping them.
By the way, I think the cult is kind of shockingly realistic, actually. Like, okay, so certain other outlets, they said, oh, the cult is cartoonish as fuck. And like, this would never happen in Montana. The exact same thing happened in Montana like 20 years ago. Yeah, there's
Right.
I can't remember the name, but there was like a cult in Montana that got raided by the FBI, I think. And then
Was
they
that
seemed.
the Hannah Montana cult?
Yeah,
Yeah.
there you go.
Heard about
Oh my God. Yeah. So you can Google that if you want. Just Google on Montana cult. You'll find something from around like 1980, I think. So check that out. And of course, there's all the other things that have happened in Montana. Like, gosh, where to start?
I can feel like your brain is exploding with like little stories you want to tell, but you can't get them all out fast enough.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, there was the whole Freeman thing. Like years and years ago, there's like a bunch of, don't tread on me psychos who had a standoff with the federal government as they are wont to do. I'm pretty sure at least one of the guys that was occupying the wildlife refuge a year ago was from Montana. Yeah, like they the kind of person they attract, there's a lot of those types in Montana. What else? Oh yeah,
Those are
the
the guys
youth.
that carry massive guns and they stay in one place for days on end and never get shot because they're all white, so it's fine.
Yeah, you nailed
They're invincible.
Yeah, what else? Oh yeah, the Unabomber. The classic.
God.
Yep. So the game director, I believe it was, he had a really choice quote in an interview. He said like the big observation he had about Montana is it's the place people go to be left alone.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, libertarians,
Libertarians.
right,
In a word, yeah. Or,
yeah,
people who don't want to be found because they're,
aliens,
yeah, because of aliens. There's one of
right,
those guys in the game.
sweet,
That's li literally ambition. You go like hunting for alien bullshit for some
oh,
idiot.
that's awesome. Hey,
hello,
I might be that
boys,
idiot one of these days.
I'm
Oh.
back.
Yeah. So like those things are, I feel that they're either subtly or very directly referenced in Far Cry 5. And like if you don't know all this stuff, like it'll just fly right by you.
Wow.
But like yeah, you should re assume everything in Far Cry 5 like actually happened until you're proven otherwise.
This was entirely made by French Canadian people.
Yeah.
It's
Well,
amazing. Well, I'm sure they had lots of, various
yeah,
people on it. So.
like I said, I looked at like a lot of developer interviews and stuff. Like I feel like the main guy was American or Canadian. Well, not very French.
Okay.
But
Same
there are a
thing in
lot
it.
of super French dudes too. I heard about them because they came down the valley and word gets around.
So, how many Wolverine testicles out of 10 do you give this game?
Yeah, I would give this game a 9 out of 10. It's super good.
Nine testicles out of 10? Cool.
Yeah. I really liked I like the villains in this game. They're great. There's
They seem to do villains quite well in the Far Cry series, from what I hear.
Oh yeah. And these guys are top-notch, and I believe that all of them were from Montana.
Wow.
I checked on the voice actors, they're mostly Canadian, but yeah, so let's see, there's the main guy. God, what's his name? Something Seed? Jacob Seed? No, Jacob Seed is one of the brothers. So it's the main guy. They just call him the father. He's like a cult leader who, despite what Ubisoft may say, he seems very directly based on a real life crazy cult leader. Can't place the name. Dude with the glasses.
You're free to leave at any time.
Yeah, exactly. And he basically has like three lieutenants. which are like his family members, and they control different parts of the valley. So you have like a different resistance in each part of the valley. And they're wild, and like, it helps keep the regions of the valley from being too samey. So I think each one kind of has a different flavor to it, if you know what I mean. Like, okay, you have the one guy, John Seed. He's kind of like a psychotic Baptist, sadistic guy. A lot of fun torture scenes.
Okay.
And that one definitely focuses on like a small town that's in that part. Yeah, so that was fun.
One of them's like a kind of drug area, isn't it? There's some kind of like psychotic drug that makes them turn into zombies or something. Because video games.
That was my favorite one though. Yeah, that's Face Seed. And you go on a lot of fucking drug trips in that part, just like real life Montana.
Know, we have a comment from the chat from our good buddy Chris. He said, "I want to vacation in Montana just to play Far Cry 5 for the full experience." Do it.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It's a great vacation spot. Check out the local breweries. Go fishing, go skiing, go shooting. Yeah, so that part's fun. No meth though. That would have been real.
Real.
Yeah, a little too real. And then in the northern part of the valley, it's that's where the most libertarian guy is, hunt or be hunted.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of shooting, a lot of hunting in that part. So that's fun. So yeah, I think the villains are top-notch. That they're also kind of sympathetic in their own ways. They've all had like these fucked up experiences that you get to find out about. But they're still like gigantic assholes. So you also just can't wait to murder the shit out of them, and it is very satisfying when you do.
Awesome. So
Yeah.
you are wholly satisfied because you took a surprisingly long time to get around to buying this. So
Yeah,
it's
because I
a
was in the
very for
middle.
various reasons, right?
Yeah, I was in the middle of a move. I would have bought it on launch day, but I couldn't because that was like basically the day before I was moving.
So do you think this game, like you enjoyed it as a emotional, religious experience because of your background, but like,
Yeah.
is it a good video game?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Maybe I don't, I, if I if I had any criticisms, like maybe it's a little too simple and direct, maybe. But I don't know. It might just because of like all the Metal Gear Solid 5 I've played, because I feel like it's a little bit similar to how the world map missions work in that. Like you come up on like a stronghold or wherever your mission is, and there'll be lots of guys standing around, and you can just kind of sneak around and take them out one by one, or just kind of run in and shoot everyone.
That's
And
usually what
yeah, oh yeah, don't miss the clip I posted on Twitter of me like charging into a base with like the tractor with like the hay thresher in the front.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
it's like just open up by running over two dudes and all the blood splatters on the windshield. Yeah, so.
Remove the Montana part of this game and you wouldn't have such a reaction to it, but because you do have that connection, it kind of elevates it.
Yeah, I mean that's not even like such a bad thing. Like, I
No,
mean,
but
you can.
I'm kind of jealous that you have that situation because nowhere I've lived in my past has been made into a video game,
Yeah,
like.
I had some memories of like years and years ago. Our good friend of Nintendo World Report, Daniel Bloodworth of Game Trailers now, I believe.
Isn't it allies, easy allies? No.
Maybe, I don't know.
Right.
So I remember when
Rest in
what was
peace.
that game? True Crime LA came out. So he lives in LA and he's like he was playing it. It's like, wow, this is neat. I can like do my commute in this game. I'm like, huh, I wonder what that's like. I'll
That's the
never
game
see.
with Snoop Dogg in, right?
Yeah. There's a
The
lot of games with Snoop Dogg.
there was the Getaway on PlayStation 2, which was based in London, but I've never lived in London, so
Right. Yeah, if you
and I don't like London, so
Yeah, if you live in like one of the biggest cities in the world, yeah, there's a number of video games.
Right. I
And
guess I should play the Yakuza games
yeah,
because that's
right.
the nearest I'm gonna get.
No, they're fun. They have a lot of good. I mean, you can see, especially like from two onward, there's a lot of like actual stores that are actual stores, like in Japan. So it's kind of neat. You see that and be like, oh yeah, I know this.
Fuck that, get Akiba Strip.
Oh,
So yeah, like I always kind of wondered, like, what if they made a game about my part of Redneck Montana? They'll never do that. And they fucking did. It was
amazing.
great. So don't go in and think about the politics when you play this game, because there really aren't any. Maybe think about the culture, though. There's a lot of comments on culture, I think.
That's kind of similar with, like GTA as well. It's always kind of some kind of social commentary type of thing. It's never
Yeah.
really like directly in your face, but especially what I especially liked about Five is because there's like these three different guys and these really different types of backgrounds, and you just get to see all of the type of crap that they go through. Sometimes self-inflicted, sometimes not.
Yeah, I thought GTA 4 especially had like some amazing cultural co commentary. Yeah, I think it had a really heavy message actually. Yeah, so maybe.
All it takes is a group of British people to tell Americans about their own culture, or in
Right.
this case, French Canadians. You're
Yeah.
welcome.
Yeah, so like I don't maybe Far Cry 5 didn't do it as well as like GTA 4 or whatever, but it's still good. It's still solid, and I'm eagerly waiting some DLC for it.
And there's an amazing like map editor or something, isn't there?
Oh
Or game editor or game mode editor or something.
yeah. Okay, you can make your own maps and you can adjust all the rules and shit and just like send it to the clown. And it gets put in the multiplayer rotation.
Huh.
So when you play multiplayer, it just throws you in this lobby, and then like some players they get to choose maps, and then everybody votes for the map. So like a lot, so there's a fair amount that came from Ubisoft, and then there's like a lot of custom ones.
And of course, people made a PUBG mode in within like a couple of hours, right?
Yeah, I think the number of players is capped at like 16 or something.
Oh, okay, not quite PUBG
Yeah, like it's like mostly if you just get in, it's gonna be like team deathmatch. But you might have some zany rules within that team deathmatch. There's an amazing one I played, where the two where it's just like a rectangular arena, looks like a dodgeball court. There's a big
Okay.
gap in the middle, so you can't cross over, and all you do is you throw shovels at the other team.
I was gonna say you're gonna throw wrenches at each other
Pretty close.
or
I don't think
something.
wrenches are in the game, but you throw shovels.
That's cool.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, so that one was really fun, and I thought it was very creative. Yeah, so there's a lot of fun maps, and there's actually like a mode where it has you go and play custom maps and that are new and not very and don't have many ratings yet, and it gives you double XP for playing those. So you just get in there and rate them.
That's a cool. That's an idea worth stealing for other
Yeah.
games.
And if you don't like multiplayer, there's a lot of single player custom maps. So check that out. Yeah, people have set up some interesting challenges.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's a cool mode. Am I forgetting anything about Far Cry 5?
Probably.
Yeah. I should have been reviewing my own tweets. Because I did do a lot of tweets
Great job.
Redneck
I
Rampage, Far Cry 5.
the title swap. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
That was very well done. I like that.
Yeah, did you like the GIF animation of the guy chasing the pheasant or the quail or whatever it was?
No, I missed that one.
You spend a lot of time like shooting at animals, and then you wound them, and you have to go chasing after them because they actually run away.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a random explosion. Yeah, a lot
Montana.
of one of the things they designed this game to do was have random funny stuff happen. Like you'll be doing a mission or whatever, and then it'll some like wild animals will just show up. Like bears, mountain lions,
Awesome.
skunks,
Skunks. Nice.
wild turkeys.
Oh, I saw some of your videos, I think, of the wild turkeys. Those things are brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. Jackalopes.
Not since the South Park game on N64 have we seen such wild turkeys.
Yeah. So, good
Story.
game. Good game.
Awesome. Next.
Ask me anything about Montana.
All right.
Just keep that in mind for later.
All right.
Cool.
It's 100% real as presented in Far Cry 5.
Well, I'll go ahead and continue on with new business because I have a game that's, I would say, somewhat related. Mainly just kind of in, not even
What?
theme, maybe just the title.
Yeah, well, in the show notes,
Far Cry 4.
yeah, tell us the name of the game.
So this game is called Immortal Redneck on the
Right.
Nintendo Switch.
Right. You wrote
Redneck.
that you played it on Switch, and I wrote that I played it in real life.
Yes, you did. I can't take that away from you.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a game that we got for review, so I've been playing it. I'll have the review up here in a maybe a couple of days. If you're listening to the audio version of this, it'll already be live. If you're watching this live, just wait a day or two, and then I think it's going to be up, so you can you'll have my final thoughts on it. But I'll just kind of give you guys a brief overview about what this is. So this is a first person arcadey roguelite game
Oh,
that
sounds fun.
yeah, it's fun. I mean, the speed of the controls, it's really quick. It
Oh, this
even has
sounds
kind
like
of,
my kind of game. I'm gonna check this out.
yeah, and it's on everything. It's on Xbone, it's on PS4, Steam, all sorts of stuff, and coming to Switch this week. So
Reminds me of is it Serious Sam? Yeah.
Yeah.
Serious
Oh,
Sam. That's what a lot of people were kind of comparing it to, and I never played Serious Sam, so I can't really comment from like actual experience, but from what
yeah,
I hear,
trust me, it's like that.
it's kind of like that. I mean, a lot of so like okay, the whole start of the game is basically this redneck goes out on like he's goes from Kansas all the way to Egypt on a vacation, and as he's riding around his dune buggy in the desert, he flips and basically dies, and then like some weird Egyptian monster gods capture him and make him basically a mummy. And when he wakes up, he's just kind of like, "Hey, what the hell? Who the hell did this to me? I'm gonna go kill everybody." And you just happen to be in like a little valley with three pyramids. I'm assuming that what the
The
whatever.
Valley of Kings.
Sure, whatever.
The pyramids.
The pyramids, I guess. But he's there, and there's like these little lit up roads that just go right into it. So it's like, there you go. So yeah, with this game being a roguelike type of an experience, I mean, you're gonna die. You're gonna die a lot, especially at the very beginning. You start out with playing as just a redneck, and you have like three guns, like a pistol, a shotgun, and you have dynamite. So
Oh boy,
yeah,
classic.
and you're going through like these pyramids. Basically, you're trying to get up higher and higher and higher, so you can reach like bosses and then eventually clear it. As you're kind of blindly searching through like each of these floors, which are kind of like a maze because you're trying to find like the set of stairs so you can go to the next floor. Every room that you enter, you get like locked in, and then you have to defeat all the enemies in the room. And if you can do that, then you can progress to whichever room you want to go. I mean, it's procedurally generated, so it's there's always a lot of different doors, a lot of different options that you have and stuff. So yeah, even at any point in the game too, sometimes there are random like weapon drops that happen, so you can basically switch out stuff on the fly by just running over a weapon. You just pick something else up, so that's kind of neat. They also have these things in the game called scrolls, and what these scrolls do, like you pick them up and they
I thought
can
you said squirrels.
squirrel. No, I about did right there. Scrolls.
Scroll, right.
And what these do, they can either really help you out or they can really, really hinder you. Like,
Oh, okay. One of those like Binding of Isaac things where you might just help you or kill you.
yeah. So I mean, I've run into some good things too, because the game has a lot of like little pots and stuff like that that are kind of scattered around the pyramids, but they're basically empty. But I've got one, like a squirrel
Yeah.
that said, like,
I watched the old gameplay video. It's like, why are you shooting all these pots? They got nothing in.
yeah, I think when I was, that was the one that you saw was my first time freaking playing the game, so I had no
Okay.
idea.
Right.
But I got a scroll that basically made it so those things were kind of filled randomly, so you can get ammo and health and whatever, gold. And then,
Gold.
yeah, I got a really annoying one the other day when I was playing. It makes it so that on just one floor, so if you go up to the next floor, it erases. But it basically made it so I could not stay still. So like, if I press forward, I'll start going forward, and I can't stop. So it's, yeah, you press left, you're just gonna keep going left all the time, and it's, yeah.
Wow.
But one thing about this game though, you do want to kind of constantly be moving around, especially when enemies are around.
Yeah, it seems like getting that thing will give you some good habits, actually.
Kind of, because I mean, when I first started playing, I was standing still a lot when I was fighting guys, and I would die really quickly. But I learned that yes, I need to run around, and they even just the default movement alone is really fast. But they even have like a dash button, which you're just freaking blazing.
Oh yeah, I'm
Like,
looking at it now.
yeah.
It's nice. It's taking me back to the Quake days.
Yeah. So I mean that stuff's cool. The gameplay in this game is really fantastic. It runs at a constant 60 frames a second, which is great. On the video review I have, unfortunately, my computer isn't good enough to do 60 frames a second, but I'll tell you, it's there in the game. But with this being a roguelike type of game, I mean, yeah, you're gonna die. And but any of the gold that you gain in your playthrough, you can take to like a shop and buy upgrades for your character. So you can give yourself more health, you can give yourself better defense, things like that. And this is all laid out on a literal skill tree. It's like a tree that grows like the more you unlock stuff. And one other,
It's
yeah.
funny how you coincidentally end up playing all these roguelike games that you think, oh, let's play this nice Bomberman game. Nope,
Yeah.
it's a roguelike.
Yeah.
First
And
person shooter game. Nope, it's a roguelike.
yeah. And I mean, before playing these games, I mean, yeah, I was totally kind of against the whole idea of roguelikes, but playing them, especially this one, because I think the gameplay was so fun and fast, I dug that. The challenge, the stuff where it gets really hard, it gets kind of frustrating and kind of annoying because you're just going through really low level stuff a lot and you die. That's kind of annoying. But one thing in the game that does kind of help you get through, like with the upgrades, you can upgrade what are essentially like different character classes. And they're basically based on like god, like Egyptian gods and stuff like that. But it's weird because, one of them has like a flamethrower or like a minigun. So I don't know how many of the Egyptians gods had Egyptian gods had those in the past, but who
Yeah,
knows?
I remember learning that at school.
Yeah. So that kind of, the more you unlock, the kind of more possibilities you have, the more you just have a lot of different ways to go at, enemies and, gameplay and stuff like that. So that's pretty neat. Yeah, I think the game's gonna be like $20 on Switch. And it's like I said, it's already out on other platforms right now, so it might even be cheaper there. But it's a neat little thing to, I'm glad that I played it. I'm not gonna, yeah, this.
Any kind of online or multiplayer stuff?
No.
Completely offline, single player only. Okay.
Yep.
All
So,
right
yeah, a lot of F-bombs too, and stuff like that.
then.
Just at like the first like minute of like the whole little story thing with the redneck, just dropping them. I'm like, oh, cool, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
I think I saw that.
That's kind of surprising because it looks like a really colorful, kid-friendly game.
Yeah, like visually, it's very colorful. Like I like the enemy design. It's kind of cute, but like. It's not
Yeah, it
fucking
doesn't
easy.
look like a game you would expect to drop F-bombs, but here we are.
Yeah.
It's called Immortal Redneck. You kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have any of you guys actually played Redneck Rampage?
No.
No. Oh, me neither. I'm gonna have to do it now.
Okay.
I play a lot of Serious Sam back in the day.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
I'm just wondering, like, did Redneck Rampage come out before they invented the F word for video games?
Invented.
Yeah.
Well, Well, I guess Conker's Bad Fur Day was bleeped out, wasn't it?
Yeah, all that stuff was
Yeah.
bleeped. Yeah.
South Park, it was bleeped.
I remember the first time I heard the F word in a video game. I was shocked.
Yeah, I don't hear it very often. I was really shocked to hear it like so early on in this game. I was like, whoa, okay, cool. There
Yeah.
it is. So beware if you're
It's
not
weird,
in
isn't
the
it? Because like a lot of like you would expect like a really violent game, for example, like Resident Evil or something like that. It's like, okay, you're seeing guys' heads getting ripped off,
Yeah, in this
but they
game,
don't say the F word once. It's weird, right?
yeah, and like all the enemies in this game, they look like piñatas, basically.
It's cool. Speaking of things that some Japanese people have no business doing, like okay, hold on, let me step
What?
back. I was thinking about this in
All
my
right.
head.
Where'd this come from?
Hold on,
Yeah.
hold on a second.
Welcome back.
Heyo. Yeah, let me rewind and try to share what I'm thinking. So, you do mention that it is weird that in Resident Evil that you don't hear people saying like "fuck" or something like that. You would think that maybe a Japanese developer would be like, "Oh, Americans love cursing. Let's just throw a bunch of it in there," but they don't.
You are fuck.
Yeah, maybe they're afraid of mistakes like that. But
I think
another
they
thing
say
that,
shit sometimes, right? Because in Japanese, like kuso is quite common, so right.
Well, another game that I picked up, I'll just talk about this briefly, but it's a game, it's an arcade archive game. It's a 10 Yard Fight
Ooh.
on the Switch. And I bought
Fighting
it
game.
because, well, I bought it because some of my gold points were going to expire. So I was like, okay, I have like 200 yen worth of gold points. Let's just put this towards this game. So it's an American football game developed in Japan.
I'm out.
So the funny thing about it is nothing really like how real football is.
Oh, so it's like NFL Blitz.
No, I wish, because you're only this is based on the arcade version. I don't know anything about the NES version, but you're only on offense, and you only have 9 guys on your team, and you could basically just pass to a receiver or a running back or just run it, and it's just really weird. And every time that the computer intercepts you, which they will do a lot, then you just they don't get the ball. You just penalize 20 yards.
Huh, that's really interesting. Because like playing offense is the fun part of football, right?
That's true. That's true. But I mean,
That's
yeah, this
kind of
game,
a crazy take on it.
yeah, this is weird. You gotta really kind of, I mean, some of the angles that the computer's going at whenever you're like throwing a pass, you're like, oh man, I'm gonna connect there, and he just kind of like turns on a dime, and you just throw it right into his head, and he's like, oh, I got an interception, cool. So. Yeah, even though that I'm really frustrated with it, I'm still having kind of fun with this stupid, silly little thing.
So I thought you were going to lead up to, and then the F-bomb dropped.
No, nothing about F-bomb. That's just me playing
Oh, okay. You're
it.
dropping the F-bombs.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry, I didn't mean to set up any false expectations there.
Yeah, major.
But anyways, yeah, that pretty much does it for me. So,
That's kind of
games.
topical, isn't it? You playing NES games on your Switch. We'll talk
Yeah,
about that later.
yeah.
So yeah, I'm one game for review, one game for fun. So the review game is called, and I'm gonna get this wrong, so I'll just read it. Yonder colon The Cloud Catcher Chronicles. Now the reason why I took this one is like it looked a little bit more high but high budget than the usual review codes that come floating through the Famicast inbox. It looked kind of like a Zelda game, basically, like just like a indie take on Zelda. And I thought, well, Danny had his fun with the 2D Zelda game. What was it called?
Blossom Tales.
Blossom Tales. And I was like, okay, gonna get me some 3D Zelda action, indie action. And so yeah, I started playing it, and I was really taken aback at how beautiful this is. Like stunning, like shockingly well created world. So you start off, you create your character. It's very, very simple, eye color, that usual kind of thing. And then you just thrown you're on this you start off on this ship, and then you crash, and then you're in this huge open world, and you can just go anywhere. And it's got a day and night cycle, and there's like all these wild animals, and it's like beautiful lighting. Like like there's like beaches with like these little lanterns like lighting up the sides of the beach. It's like it's really, really beautiful, and it's like atmospheric music and everything. And it was just, I was just so taken aback at how well it was made. And I was like, okay, I'm surprised like how it's all holding together. You know, this is like, it's an indie game, so it's like a small team, but like, you know, you usually start to see the cracks, you know, things are not working quite well, or there's bugs or whatever. And there was none of it. It was like, it was really functioning very well. And you know, maybe the writing isn't that good, but you know, like, you know, whatever. The characters are not that detailed. They're very simple, you know, almost like me, think me's basically, like a third party take on a me. You know, that's basically what people look like. So I was going around, and I was like, you know, picking up objects, and like you can trade them at shops. So you can like you know, pick up like the stones and twigs and rocks everywhere, flowers and everything. You pick them all up. You go to a shop, and if you want to buy something, like some food or an item, you just trade. So like your 10, like each rock is worth like one coin. You can just trade 10 rocks, and then you can get, you know, whatever you want, some bread, which is worth 10. You know, it's all like a bartering based system. So I thought that was really interesting. You're not picking up money from the floor. You're not getting rupees or coins or whatever. It's like it's all based around stuff you pick up. So I thought that was really cool. And then, so you basically, your mission is to find these fairies hidden around the world, and these fairies follow you around, kind of like a Navi, you know, from Zelda. But there's a whole bunch of them. I think it's like maybe 20 fairies in the whole world, and these fairies help unlock these kind of like this purple mist. I've forgotten the word that they use, like in the game, but like, it's very Zelda-like, you know. It's like Twilight Princess, you know. There's some certain parts of the world were kind of blocked off by this poison,
Sure, yeah.
and then so some mist is like stronger, so you need like, you know, three fairies to like break it, and then that'll lead into a new area, and then it's like a whole huge new area opens up, more stuff to look at. You're going up, you know, mountains. There's like little cute little villages with like windmills and everything, and it's all really beautifully made. Like seriously. Surprisingly, amazingly, it's like a miniaturized Breath of the Wild. It's like a chibi-fied like Breath of the Wild, basically. You know, obviously Breath of the Wild is, you know, 100 times larger at the map, but like, you know, Breath of the Wild is almost too big, to be honest. Like, you know, you can't even get across. You know, it takes you like a whole normal day to get from one side to the other if you walk it. You know,
That's what I
this
do
one
every time I play.
it's fucking ridiculous. This game doesn't have fast travel, but you know, you don't need it because you know it's not as big, but you know, but because of that, you know, it takes you the same amount of time maybe to cross the whole world, but you can't fast travel, right? But anyway, so I was playing this game for a good hour or so, and I was really enjoying it. I was like, this is fun. I'm like finding secrets, getting new items, I'm buying stuff from shops, I'm talking to people, I'm making friends. And I was like, I haven't died once. And I was like, this is weird. I was like, wait a minute. Not only that, I don't have any weapons yet. I was like, okay, I should go to the shop and look for some weapons or something. But then before I did that, I was like, wait a minute. Have I actually seen an enemy yet? I was like, I haven't seen an enemy. As there was a pig, and I gave him some food, and then he little hearts went over his head, and then he liked me, and he was my friend, you know. And I think it was a cow and a rabbit and something. I was like, okay, so maybe I don't need weapons. Check the shop, there's no weapons. So I was like, okay. Then I realized this game is totally different from what I was thinking it was. This is not a Zelda game at all. This is Animal Crossing. And it was like, I didn't really realize what this game was until I've been playing for like an hour. Yeah, this is it's not like an endless game like Animal Crossing. Well, I guess Animal Crossing does have an end technically, you know, once you get you collect everything, I don't know. But it's kind of like one of those games. So
Would
like
you say that it might be kind of like what, I don't know, this is kind of a buzzword. It's kind of like a walking simulator type of thing, maybe? Not quite.
well they're like well it does have a story, I guess. Yeah, it does have a story and there's characters to talk to, but you know, walking simulators are a lot more focused, I would say, in a lot smaller area.
Okay.
That's my impression of a walking simulator anyway. I don't think I've actually played a walking
Yeah,
simulator, to
me
be
neither.
honest. I'm not really attracted to them, but I do have Gone Home actually all installed on my computer, and I've never played it.
Oh yeah, you should play that. I
I should
actually
get
like it. And you
yeah.
know how I feel about games where you don't kill 100 people?
I think that's why, I don't know, maybe it was free on Steam or something.
It was free at some point. They just like gave it away on the developer's website or
Yeah.
something.
And I
'Cause
think probably you told me about it. You told me it was free, Ty, and I was like, okay, and I installed it, and then it's on my Steam
good
it's on my
boy.
Steam library and never played it. But anyway, I'll get around to that. But yeah, it's not one of those games. I think it's, yeah, Animal Crossing is a better correlation, I think. I think there are like RPGs where you kind of do farming and other stuff as well, right? Or you befriend people. So, yeah, Harvest Moon or another one of those games would be another good comparison, I guess. Or Stardew, not Stardew Valley, because Stardew Valley is very much farming. And this one, right?
Well, I mean, yes, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do. You don't have to just limit yourself to just farming in it.
Yeah, th this isn't, you're not, there's no like stamina. You're not like I said, you literally cannot die in this game.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think Animal Crossing is probably the best comparison. But it's like Animal Crossing, but in a Zelda world. So maybe, I think this game is perfect for like little kids. Like, obviously, you know, Breath of the Wild, you know, you're gonna get fucking murked within 2 minutes in Breath of the Wild. You know, it's not fun for a small child to play a Breath of the Wild. But I think this is a really good introduction to like a big open world game, but just in a completely gentle, pleasurable environment. You know, you're just talking to people, you're making friends, you're petting pigs, and you're making a windmill move so you can make bread. You know, it's kind of like this huge breathing world, but you can't die. So you fall in the water and you just appear. It's like Zelda, except in Zelda you fall in a hole and then you lose 2 hearts, right? Or whatever. And then, but this one, you fall in the hole and then you just appear back where you fell from, but you know, nothing's happened. You know, you still got all your items and everything's still there, you know. So yeah, this is going to be really hard for me to review, because like I'm reviewing it as I see it. Like I need an end game. I guess I do need combat in a game on some level. Like I don't like you know, Animal Crossing games. The reason why I don't like them is because they feel kind of endless and kind of chore based. You know, you do things repetitive, like repeatedly.
I think to say it feels like it is an understatement.
Oh, are you looking at videos right now?
No, I was thinking about Animal Crossing. But
Yeah,
yeah.
but so yeah, and there are like little farm that you can like unlock. Each area of the map has a farm that you can buy, or I don't think you even buy. I think you just go to it and then it unlocks or something. I can't remember. I think I've unlocked like two farms, and then if you get seeds, then you can plant them, and then you can hire people to take care of your land, and then they'll help grow your plants, and you can come back and then collect what they made and stuff
Wow,
like
so you
that.
didn't have to even do the hard work there. Okay.
I think initially you do, but then you could, I haven't unlocked a farm hand yet,
Okay.
but I believe you can do that. So yeah, it's like it's almost like a different mode. It's like oh, another game that I played recently, the Dragon Quest game. Do you remember me talking about the
Builders.
demo? Yeah, Dragon Quest Builders. It's more similar to that as well, actually. The farming section is like that. It kind of goes to a top-down view, and then you can kind of place blocks, you know, like almost like Tetris style, like put them in this kind of grid, and then when you leave the area, it goes back to regular camera. So yeah, it's kind of like that. So I guess your ultimate goal is to get rid of all the poisonous, you know, gas from the whole world and find all the fairies, and then after that, I'm not sure. Just, I don't know, make a good farm and, you know, enjoy yourself or something. I don't know, really know. But I had a really good time playing it, but then I thought, this is not really, I'm not going to play it much more, if you know what I mean. It's like I enjoyed the couple of hours I played it, but like yeah, that's kind of enough, because I know that this game isn't going to go anywhere for me. you know, it's a game that I would, you know, maybe my son would like, and it would be, I would feel safe him playing it, you know, because he's not gonna like come crying to me that some fucking giant bokoblin has stabbed him in the face, you know, for the 50th time. That's not gonna happen in this game.
That's
So yeah.
after you get the ninth farm.
Right, yeah. So once again, in case you forgot what this game was called, because I said it a while back, it's Yonder, the Cloud Catcher Chronicles. Okay, and I, at the time of recording, I don't believe it's out yet on Switch. It's coming out. Yeah, it's yeah, we can't publish any videos until we've got an embargo. But when the embargo lifts, then yeah, check out on the Famicast YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see my first hour, I think, of me playing the game, basically. Yeah, it's a fun watch. There's no commentary. It's just, you know, just me playing it, and just, yeah, just sit back and just enjoy the atmospheric sounds and everything, and just the environments. It's really nice. So if you like those Animal Crossing games, if you liked certain parts of the Dragon Quest Builder game, or if you like, you know, farming or just collecting stuff, you know, I think you'll like it.
That's gonna be a no, dog.
Yeah. I think the whole time I was playing it, I was like, Ty would hate this game. And then briefly, because I only played like the first, like, I don't know, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. I got it on sale. It was Biohazard Revelations 2,
Okay.
Resident Evil Revelations 2. This was on sale on the Japanese eShop. So it was like, I don't know, 2,000 yen, something like that. I played the first one on 3DS and Wii U, the HD remaster. And yeah, I really liked the first one. And the second one never came to Nintendo systems, which is really weird, because like the first one was literally 3DS exclusive for a good long time, right, Danny? Like until the HD remaster came around, the only way to play the brand new Resident Evil game was on the 3DS,
Yeah, I think it was
which,
exclusive for like 2 years. That came out in like 2012,
yeah,
maybe.
people had given up. It's like, nah, Capcom are never going to release this on anything else. And then out of nowhere, the HD remaster, which was on 360, PS3, Wii U, right? And then Revelations 2 comes around, and we're like, hey, here we come, and everything except Nintendo systems.
Wasn't it even on the Vita?
What?
Yeah.
But like, this was the time when, you know, the Wii U was obviously dead, in the water, so they're not going to release a brand new, you know, Resident Evil game on that, right? So it completely skipped it, and I had just given up on any idea of ever playing this game. And then it came to Switch, so it's awesome. And it's and you can now buy the games individually as well. You don't have to buy them as a set. So yeah. And yeah, played the first bit, and yeah, it seems really nice. You play Claire Redfield, I think, and this kind of younger female partner. It's like the cousin of Barry. Was it the sister of Barry from,
That
like, you
might be.
know?
I mean, I played the demo of TGS last year. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it's related to Barry, anyway. And there's some jokes around the about that as well. It's quite nice nod to the original Resident Evil game. But it's based in like a not a mental asylum, a prison of some, I think it's a prison of some kind. And yeah, there's some fun jump scares and stuff like that. The zombies are kind of like regular ass zombies again, not those fucking liquidy, whatever they fucking were, those water-based ones that were in Revelations. They're kind of regular zombies. So it's nice to go back to that. So yeah. I think it's like a episodic type thing, isn't it? Or something like that.
When they released it initially, it was.
So yeah, looking forward to delving in that. I like the Resident Evils. So yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, I'll talk about more about that. Well, I don't know when I can get to talk about it, because next episode we're going to be probably talking about BitSummit games, but maybe the one after that. Hopefully, I've put a lot more time into it by then. Right then.
All
Done.
right. Sweet. So that's going to do it for new business. We're going to go ahead and move on to some now playing at thefamicast.com before we get into the news. So here we go. Right, now playing at thefamicast.com.
Damn.
We got a whole hell of a lot of stuff. And James, I want to just kick it off with kind of the biggest thing that if you've been paying attention to the website or Patreon anything that we do online, you probably already know this, but James, how about you spill the beans?
That's right, I'm quitting. Patreon season one is finished. We have completed a full year of Patreon, and thank you to everyone who supported us from the beginning until now. Some people joined in the middle, and yeah, I hope you enjoyed our 24 bonus episodes that we did over the year, which is incredible. We did 2 episodes a month from May 2017 to May 2018. So yeah, we're really proud of those episodes, and they're awesome. And if you haven't subscribed, if you subscribe today, you'll get access to all of those. No worries. So we have reorganized our tiers with new prizes and new amazing things for you to enjoy. So please do listen. So the first thing, as if people are watching live right now, you'll notice that we have now moved, changed some things to be free, which are no longer Patreon exclusive, and that is watching us live. So you can now actually watch us live. We're going to tweet that out on Twitter, and you'll be able to join and watch us live, like some people are doing now. Hello.
Yo.
So that used to be a Patreon exclusive. It is no longer. So please do enjoy. And also, some certain videos will also... usually patrons get access to videos early, but some videos we're actually going to release to the public as well. So those are going to be like time specific ones, right, Danny? Like, what was it? Your eShop videos, right?
Oh, God. Oh, okay. I'll talk about that in a minute.
So yeah, Danny's doing some awesome like eShop videos, and you know, because they're very timely, you know, we'll just release those to the public, to everyone straight away, so you can all enjoy them, and it's not going to be like a week old by the time you get to see it. Yeah. So if there's some like very timely video, they might be available to everyone. So yeah, check out. Make sure you're on the YouTubes. Right then. So tier one, Fammy Friend, $1. Not much has changed with this one. You get to be our friend, get a mention on the show. And you can just see it as, you know, you just want to help us out, basically. Just $1 a month will, you know, help us accumulate money to go towards things like events, equipment, stuff like that. And we love you if you do that. And also you get access to all the video reviews and streams that we do, gameplay videos, retro videos. As soon as we put them onto YouTube, you will get to see them immediately. Everyone else will have to wait till Famicast Friday, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to get early access to all our videos, $1 will get it. And next one, the second tier. This has changed. Second tier is the $3 tier. We deleted the $2 tier because no one subscribe to that one at all. So we completely deleted that one. So tier two is $3, and that gets you the Patreon exclusive podcast and a Patreon exclusive video. So we've actually replaced when only doing one audio show, exclusive audio show a month, and one exclusive video a month. So the exclusive video has replaced the second audio show. So we did this because, you know, obviously we're a small team, and it was kind of like too much to have like two audio shows and the streams and all the video reviews and everything else that we're doing. It was kind of like getting too much. So we're just trying to like focus our efforts the best we can. So yeah, we hope you enjoy those exclusive videos that you're going to get. And there'll be an exclusive Patreon stream as well. So yeah, check out that. Next one. Going into the big boy tiers now. So for $10, we are going to give away some physical prizes. Now, this is very exciting. We haven't done this before. So for $10, you get everything we mentioned before, and you get a postcard, exclusive Famicast postcard sent to you in person, wherever you may live. from Japan. So yeah, that is pretty cool. And yeah, we'll write you a nice message on that and send that to you. And not only that, for $10, you will also get to play and stream a game of your choice with one of us guys. You can choose who you want, what game you want. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be a Nintendo game. If you choose Ty, for example.
you might get dunked on.
Yeah, and that stream will be, you know, captured and put on our YouTube channel. So yeah, that will be awesome. So yeah, that's the super get, the $10 tier. Yeah, and also we're gonna throw you guys a bone. If you like donated like a lot of money to us over the year, if you're like a season one patron, you're gonna get access to some bonus stuff just for being a, you know, a long time contributor. So don't worry about that. That's right. Next big boy tier is HyperGet, $20. Now, this will get you a show. You'll be on one of the shows with us. And if you've already donated $20 or more, you will also be eligible. So if you've been like a small contributor, like $3 contributor, but you've accumulated $20, good news. You are now going to be eligible for that. That used to be like a kind of a big tier, like a $30 tier thing. So yeah. So please to enjoy. We're going to be contacting you if you're eligible, and we'll try and fit you in the schedule whenever we can. So yeah, look forward to that. Now we're going on to the super big boy tiers. Ultra Get, $30 tier. Now this is exciting. Physical goods, people. You can get a Famicast t-shirt. Holy shit, Danny is modeling one for us right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Famicast t-shirt right now. And if you're watching the video, you can see that. Also, another hi to Chris. He said hi in the chat here.
Hey, yeah, Chris.
Famicast t-shirts, this can be yours right now. Well, actually, yeah, James, how does... anyways, whatever. Yes, keep going.
On the back, it's actually a double-sided t-shirt. It's on the front and the back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's in case you're not watching the video version. That's the Famicast, the mic logo with the title on the top, stuff like that. Thank you, Cyrus. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that's if you're the $30 tier, you get one of those. And if you've accumulated $30 over the past year, you will be automatically entered into a monthly draw. So every month, we're going to choose whoever's contributed $30 or more, and you will be the winner of one of those t-shirts. So yeah, look forward to that. And yeah, we've got all that data, so we know exactly how much, who has contributed and everything. So yeah, and we'll announce the winners, every month. So yeah, look forward to that. And then finally, the biggest tier, because, you know, there's always people who want to give us a lot of money, and we'll let you do that.
Ooh.
If you want to, this is the Famicast producer tier. This is the top tier, $50 tier. So with this one, this is pretty special. You can work with us to produce a one-off spin-off show of your design. So we'll work with you. We'll choose a topic. We'll choose a name. Ooh. We'll make the artwork for you. So it'll be Famicast colon and then whatever you want. Okay?
Make it something really obscene and edgy. Please.
So if you think there's a topic that we haven't covered, and you think, hey, you guys should make a podcast about blank, you can do that. And you're welcome to it. And then that will be shared on our feed. I guess we're going to have a little asterisk on that one, right?
I'm having this image of like just the worst possible like slurs, right? And just stuff like that. Who knows?
I was thinking like Japanese like sex machines or something, like podcast. Famicast sex machines. Famicast dildos.
Can't wait.
Right.
Share my collection with you all. You think I'm joking?
So yeah.
Hey, I know a guy.
And they contributed like $50 or more, you will contact you, and you'll have access to that as well. Okay. Obviously, we'll have to do them in certain order because we'll contact you about those things. Okay. So yeah, please to enjoy. I would recommend at least a $3 tier. That would get you some cool stuff. But if you want the postcard, go for the $10 one. Why the hell not? If you want a t-shirt, $30, get all that. Postcard and a t-shirt. Jesus.
Yeah.
Why the hell not? And it's been a big help because we are going to BitSummit this in Jesus, how many days? Like 3 days?
Yeah. Wow.
And that's all thanks to the patrons. And so yeah, if you that will help us go to future events and go to cool stuff in the future. So
Pizza parties, whatever.
probably not that, but yeah. Pay for your own goddamn pizza, Danny.
It. Okay.
Right then. So Danny, back to you.
Yeah, so in terms of content going up on the fannycast.com, YouTube, all that type of stuff, I mean, my God, there's been a lot of stuff over the past couple of weeks. What you'll be seeing this week, like we mentioned earlier, James is going to have a video for Yonder the Cloudcatcher Chronicles. That's going to be going up at some point this
Wow.
week.
I can't believe you remembered the whole title.
I saw it on the agenda. So that's going to go up. I'm going to have my stuff going up for Immortal Redneck, so you want to check that out. I've been doing last week on Famicast Friday, the day that we release all of our video content on YouTube. Since it was coincidentally, May the 4th, Star Wars Day, I made a couple of different Famicast retro videos based on some with some N64 games, that being Shadows of the Empire and Episode One Racer. So be sure to check that out. I have another Shadows of the Empire one coming out this week as well. So if you're into retro
May
Star Wars
May
stuff,
the ninth be with you.
there it is. Yeah,
Yeah.
there it is. Now I recorded a lot of stuff, and I was like, okay, I'll keep this one.
How did you afford the equipment to do that, Danny?
So yeah, this is another big thanks to our awesome patrons, here on Patreon and stuff. Yeah, we were able to get some. I was able to get some kind of a device so I can capture and use the streaming equipment that I already have. With the N64, and I didn't have to pay $500 to put an HDMI adapter inside of my 64. So
Yeah, that's a whole different patron tier,
yeah, it's yeah. So yeah, oh man, yeah, lots and lots of stuff going up, and then of course with BitSummit coming, there's gonna be a lot of stuff coming up after that as
Holy
well.
shit.
So you want to keep it locked here to the Famicast, and yeah, we're gonna keep the content coming, that's for sure.
Gambari mas. We will exert ourselves to the fullest.
Yes. All
And
right.
then we'll also do videos.
Deca. All right. Well,
Yappanoos, bitches!
Perfect. 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 What a good way to kind of just bring it in too, because this news, I was really thinking that this was just gonna miss the show, but
Famicast Curse.
yeah, lo and
Yeah,
behold,
it almost did
but for once.
yeah. So, and the news, of course, what I'm talking about is the kind of quote unquote kind of details about the Nintendo Switch Online service. Yeah, so.
Tumbleweed floats past Danny.
Let's just kind of run through this just a little bit, and definitely, guys, feel free to jump in at any time with
I
comments or
will.
criticisms or anything like that. So, yeah, like they said in the past, this is still scheduled to be coming in September, thank Christ. And it allows for really basic things, of course, like being able to play games online, as they said, like Splatoon 2, ARMS, Mario Kart, blah blah blah.
Okay, let me stop you there. So this annoyed the hell out of me because they released this kind of like one sheet, like a five amazing features of the Switch on Nintendo Online, and it was like you'll be able to play ARMS and Splatoon online. And so, well, yeah, that's what I've been doing for the past year and a half, mate. So what they should have said, now you'll be paying to play online with all these games.
Yeah. Well, and they're okay. I hate to be a Nintendo apologist, but they did say, when the system launched, that like, hey, you're gonna be able to play this for a limited time. Well, until last fall, when the system, when the online system was supposed to
Yeah.
release, but
It's not like, they said like it's going to be some improvements or something like that. It's like, same thing. Same thing that you've been using, but just, now you pay for it.
yeah. But I thought
Thanks very much.
kind of an interesting thing that they had. I don't remember if this was in a press release or it was actually on the website, but it says also that other games will vary.
What?
Yeah, and I'm assuming that's talking about maybe third parties. I really don't know.
Right. So if they got their own online servers, then it might not be affected. You can play it without the online service, maybe. Ty, is that true for Xbox? Like, you don't need Xbox Gold Live to play some third-party games?
Good question, actually. Like, I just assumed you need gold for everything, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I know with PlayStation Plus, if you want to play anything online, you need to
Right.
have PlayStation Plus. But I mean, apps and stuff like that, you don't need
Yeah,
that.
like you can get and buy anything like without gold, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, do you still have to have gold to watch Netflix
No,
on Xbox?
no, no,
Are they
no.
still
That's
selling
they
out?
did away with that a while ago. Yeah.
That was so fucking retarded. I remember that. Pay $50 to pay $20 to watch
It
movies.
was exclusive for like video game consoles. It was exclusive on Microsoft on the Xbox as a download only thing. You used to have to use
Yeah.
those discs for PS3 and Wii.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
but
and the
right.
360 had an exclusive feature where you could create a party and watch a movie or something synced up.
Yeah, I remember that. I was just
That's
thinking
cool.
about that the other day.
Yeah, that's a really cool feature.
That's cool. I feel they don't have that anymore.
I think it still works like that on 360. I don't think they brought it forward to Xbox One.
Huh. Interesting.
So Danny, if you got a 360 and gold, we should try that out.
I should. Well, I wish we can watch HD DVDs together.
Oh man, that's amazing. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's cool. That's something that you just expect to happen in the future, didn't you? Like, yeah, sure, we can just watch stuff online together over the internet, but hadn't really become a thing.
No. Yeah. Well, moving on with, do we have any other comments about just the basic?
Just keep going.
Okay. So the next thing, it's in the West, it's called the NES, Nintendo Entertainment System Switch Online, Japan Family Computer Switch Online. And basically, Nintendo's promising 20 games are going to be available for this service at launch. 10 of the games that they listed off were Ice Climber, Legend of
Bad,
Zelda, Balloon
good,
Fight,
bad,
Soccer,
bad,
Tennis,
bad,
Mario Brothers,
eh,
Super Mario Brothers,
eh,
Dr. Mario. Oh, come on, Super Mario Brothers? Come on. Dr. Mario, Super Mario 3,
good,
Donkey Kong,
eh,
and 10 additional titles.
So what titles are less mentionable than what was the worst thing you said? Tennis?
Balloon fight.
No, Balloon Fight's actually kind of fun.
Garbage.
No.
Ice, no, Ice Climbers is the worst.
Oh,
My wife really likes Ice Climbers. I
So,
played enough of it on Famicom or NES
don't come
Remix
any.
that I'm good.
Oh, remakes. Okay. If they remixed it into a good game, I could see that.
Yeah.
But the next thing is kind of cool. Interesting.
Yeah. So online play is going to be added to every single one of these classic games. So
Oh, now
this,
we're talking.
yeah, so this it is either for like competitive type of thing to cooperate with other players, or another interesting thing too, basically a thing so you can share your screen, basically watch your friends play, or like I'm assuming they put these in quotes in like the Australian press release I saw
Right.
to pass the controller as well.
Yeah, so
So
for games like Zelda, you can play Zelda together kind of thing. Like, oh, go that way, and then okay, let me play, and then you can switch the play to another person, right?
yeah,
That's what I'm
so
assuming.
this almost seems first I was thinking, I was like, okay, this is like maybe the poor man's Twitch. It's only since it's only like the player and one other guy, but if you're able to like switch around like that, that's pretty cool.
Well, no, you could stream it on Twitch, right? And have
Well,
like two people playing the same game on Twitch.
yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of opportunities for that. Like and multiplayer games like well, soccer, I guess.
Dr. Mario, maybe?
Dr. Mario. What else is multiplayer? Oh, Mario Brothers. Oh, actually, I do like Mario Brothers. Sorry. I like Mario Brothers more than Super Mario Brothers, probably.
Oh, gross. Then
on
just
the
get Mario
NES.
3. It's in there, and it's a really good Mario game too.
So it'll be interesting. Will they have like, you know, all the kind of modern features like save states and remap controls and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I was kind of,
Brilliant.
well, it could be. I mean,
They're kind of necessary, aren't they?
yeah, you would hope that they put it in, and I hope that we find out at some point who the hell is actually developing, you know, these classic games and whatnot.
The
But,
same people who made the Sega Mega Drive Mini.
rest in peace. Yeah, one thing that I was talking with a buddy about this today too, and so what do you think? I mean, do you think Nintendo's setting up a streaming service where you have to be connected to the internet to play these, or do you think it's just download?
Well, no, I think these are probably downloaded. And they said that you can play them offline as well, so that's why. So yeah, that I think people jumped to that conclusion at first. Because you know it was like online games, but it's like no, you're playing these games, but you can go online. What be interesting is like how those systems work in terms of like connecting and how do you do that? Have they remapped the like the title screens and stuff like that? Like will it have now like one player, two player online, you know, or will it just be like a menu overlay that you do on top of that? Maybe it's more like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, thinking about how emulators kind of did it back, you know, 20 years ago, or at least 15, I don't remember any. No, it was just usually part of the software, you know, that was emulating the actual game. So maybe that's what they would
The
do.
emulators playing online were not that good 15 years ago. It's like
I'm just saying, it
you would
was.
share the IP address with your friend and then you would play it at like 8 frames a second.
But my point is that, well, I'm hoping that it's a little bit better than that, but with Nintendo, sometimes you just never know, right?
Lag on, you know, ice climbers or something.
Terrible.
GGPO, please.
Yeah, you
By
need
the
to.
way, okay, so let me tell you about GGPO real quick.
The 16th time.
Yeah, if a developer doesn't use it, they're fucking retarded. Because it's one, extremely good, and two, cheaper than developing anything in-house. Yeah, so just use it. It was built for emulators. So.
You're forgetting the golden rule, the honor of not developing it yourself,
Oh.
which is very important to Nintendo, to have that honor and then to make it worse.
Fucking gross.
Yeah.
Get good.
Well, I mean, one other thing that you could that's really awesome about these classic games too. I mean, you can use that Nintendo Switch Online app for you know, voice chat, which is
Who?
great.
Let's just dry heave into the microphone. Jesus.
Being sarcastic there, but okay.
But it's true that And another thing that annoyed me on those kind of five major points was that one of them was like, you'll be able to use your smartphone app to do voice chat on games like Splatoon 2 and others. But it didn't say anything new. It was just like, well, yes, Splatoon 2 is what we've the only game that literally the only game that you can use it for still now. And then they advertise this new announcement as, and you'll be able to do voice chat in Splatoon 2. And you're like, okay, that's not a new announcement. If they'd said ARMS, Mario Kart, and all the other first party games that are online, then, you know, well, what am I saying? I don't care either way. No one's going to use it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, unless
But
you guys have any other comments or something you want to say.
my general reaction to those NES games is like, call me when it's SNES games. Because I'm not interested in any of those.
Yeah, like I would talk the usual shit that I do, but adding online play is a step in the right direction, and I will give them props for that. Don't fuck it up. Please.
So,
Okay.
Danny, what about you? You like you NES guy, right?
I
So
do. And we'll get into the pricing later, which I think is fair. And I like NES games, and I think, you know, having these different features, it's great, especially being able to, like, you know, basically share a screen with another person, like, and then switch off playing. That's awesome. And I'm just thinking, like, just for video possibilities and, you know, stuff like that for us. I mean, that would be a lot of
I'll
fun.
begrudgingly play one of these games online with you, Danny.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Whatever you choose.
Balloon fight. Here we go.
Accept that.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, Mario Brothers Online. Jesus, that's great.
Hell, I mean, dude, okay, say what you will about you're talking about tennis. I mean, tennis on the NES is actually kind of fun. I played a lot of it in Animal Crossing on the GameCube back in the day.
You know, there's that like classic Simpsons like joke about like how like Bart's like Marge buys Bart that fucking like golf game, like Jack Nicklaus Golf or something like that. It's not Jack Nicklaus, is it? It's like someone else. It's like it's the Bone Storm episode when he really wants that violent fighting game, and instead his mum buys him that shitty golf game.
Oh, Lee Trevino's putting
Right,
challenge.
that's right, exactly. I had a very similar experience with my mum. I asked for whatever Mortal Kombat 2, and what I got was Jimmy Connors Tennis on the Super Nintendo.
Nice.
I'm not making that up, seriously. Jimmy Connors Tennis, and I played the shit
Who?
out of that game, even though I fucking hated it. So yeah, mom, it's great. Thanks, mom. I love it.
Buy me two, I'm not sharing.
So yeah, when I hear tennis, I just think of Jimmy Connors Tennis and how I, didn't get Mortal Kombat 2.
I had a, I had a strange fear during the N64 days that for Christmas someone would give me Glover on the N64. I don't
Wrong with
know.
that?
I don't know. I just looked like a really lame type of game. That maybe it's awesome. Did you love it?
False advertising. Danny Glover's not in it.
Good point.
Is that why you didn't like
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm a big fan of
it?
Danny Glover. We share the same
But
name.
he's not in Glover. That's the weird thing.
We're basically brothers. Moving on. So another thing that is another step in the right direction, the online service is going to have save data cloud backups.
Oh,
It's been
yes. Thank you.
you're able to back up save data for most Switch games.
Okay.
The overall idea here is what's basically per what their website said. The idea is for people who want to retrieve data if they lose, break, or purchase an additional Switch. That's the situations for these.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
I really like having cloud saves on my Xbox because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or more Xboxes.
Jesus. And I'm assuming all those save files go into one account, and then you can
Yeah,
access them, right?
that's right. It's
Yeah.
cool.
And it's kind of more needed with the Switch because you are taking this thing outside. Well, some people are. I take my Switch outside, and the thought of like dropping it and then losing all your saves forever is heart-wrenching, and some it's already happened to some people. So yeah, we need this as soon as possible, and I don't mind paying for that. Jesus Christ, whatever, however much cloud storage we're gonna get for that for 20 bucks a year or whatever,
I don't
fucking
know. I
no
mean,
problem.
Ty, I mean, I will agree with you. I really like the Xbox's cloud save stuff. It was great. Like, I wanted to play some of like a basketball game at my brother's house when I went back to the States, and just logging into my account and then boom, I could do it.
Yeah.
But like with PlayStation, I don't know, man. Like my it's just full of something. I don't even know what the hell is taking up all the space in my online cloud save for PSN or
Oh, you have a
PlayStation.
limit?
Yeah, it's like it's a pretty generous limit, but I don't know what the hell it is. Mine hasn't been able to back up on the cloud for like the past 3 years.
Oh, so you're talking like 5 gigs, 10 gigs, like?
No, it was like one.
Because
Ooh,
a lot of modern save games are fucking huge.
yeah, like especially like Bethesda games. Like if you played Skyrim or whatever, those are like blown up into like ridiculous bullshit sizes.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I played a lot of sports games on PlayStation 2, so I mean that's why probably. I mean that Madden and NBA,
Oh
they take
yeah,
up a
they're
lot
big,
of
aren't
room.
they?
Yeah.
Right. And I remember Cyrus, rest in peace, he had to delete his Splatoon save, right?
Yeah.
Because of it ran out of space or whatever.
Or Disney Infinity.
Just
Is that what it was? Like,
Oh, you're right.
he made the
Yeah.
call.
Right. He made the call. Disney Infinity is more important than Splatoon.
A comment from Chris, kind of commenting about the NES games and stuff. He said, "Hey, Dr. Mario will be fun. Everything else is garbage."
He's not wrong.
Nice. Okay. Well, okay, yeah, the la
Okay, I'm looking at here. Splatoon 2 save data is 16 megabytes. Doom is 5 megabytes. So, yeah, I was expecting Doom to be bigger than that. The biggest one I see here is Phantasy Star Online 2. Oh, that fucking cloud game. Yeah, that's like 60 megabytes. So they're not very big, it seems. The average is like 5 megabytes. Oh, Breath of the Wild is 64 megabytes.
Yeah, and I mean that's still nothing.
So yeah, I'm assuming they're probably going to give you a gigabyte, aren't they? For the Nintendo Online service.
I don't know, you kind of thought that with the Wii, right? But they gave you you just think
Not
anyway.
for the cloud.
I know.
Yeah, Pokemon Bank, isn't it called Pokemon Bank? The cloud Pokemon service. I'm not sure. That's probably like 100 megs though, isn't it? Because that's like 3DS
It's
data.
just in the, yeah, you're just yeah, you're probably not actually safe. Yeah, it's probably nothing too terribly co it's complicated, but not like a Bethesda save or something, you know.
Yeah, but I believe one of the NBA games on Switch or something, it was ridiculous. It was like 500 megabytes or something,
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
It
dude,
was
come on.
that hit the news, right? Because it was just so big.
Yeah, probably NBA 2K. I mean, they're like
Yeah.
those things get massive.
It's so stupid. That's just bad programming, I'm sorry. If your save data is 500 megabytes, fucking.
Saving a lot of data, a lot of different statistics, all sorts of stuff. But yeah, you should got to be able to get some kind of a handle on that, I would think.
You want
Yeah.
to be able to streamline that into like 5 megs.
I'm wondering like what fills up that space? Are you like scanning your own face and making a custom character?
Hey, on some of the old map games, you could do that.
Yeah, that exactly.
In 4K.
Yeah.
Then. Oh, what were we talking about again? What's the
Yeah,
next line?
well, yeah, data save data save data in the cloud, da 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 da.
That is good.
Yes, good stuff. Then blah, ugh. Nintendo Switch Online app. Yes, sure, whatever. That's exists.
Enhance your online experience, Danny.
Yeah. The quote, enhance your online experience for compatible games with this smartphone
It should say for compatible game.
app.
It shouldn't say con games.
Yeah.
Basically, actually, on that point, I did open it recently and I started using it with Splatoon 2. It is, well, obviously, Splatoon 2 is the only thing you can use it with, but it is a surprisingly good, the Splatoon 2, like statistics is really, really cool. It's like the last 50 battles, it'll tell you your win-loss ratio.
Yeah.
Like every single match, you can actually go really detailed into it, what every weapon everyone was using that match. All the things that you see for just the 2 seconds at the end of the match and then disappears, you can actually go back and look at that in the app
Oh
and
yeah.
see every single minute detail. And you can look at the schedule, like what maps are coming up, next Grizzco. When that's coming up, the salmon run and all that kind of stuff. You can order like exclusive gear and then like buy it in the sh in the from merch in the shop, which is pretty cool. And some exclusive gear with like, all different kind of like settings and stuff on it. So
Yeah.
it's
I
pretty
mean
cool.
that yeah, that part of it is great. And I thought that was fantastic. And then
They should
I
do
think
that for every game.
yeah, and I think to even take it a step further, why not also add in like, you know, the screenshots and stuff like that that you take on your Switch? Those don't take up a whole hell of a lot of room. Add
Oh,
those up to
that's
the
a good
cloud
point.
too that way. Because you know,
Ooh.
if you're posting on Twitter, unless you take out the SD card and put it in your computer or whatever, then you can only post one picture at a time, which is kind of annoying. But if you want to post four or post a whole bunch of stuff, I mean, yeah, why the hell not just make it so it's available in an app so you could at least download the pictures to your, you know, mobile device? That would be great.
There's even just the first party games alone, there's so much they could do. Like with Mario Odyssey, you could like buy costumes or you know what I mean? Like just or Zelda, you could have one of the shops and stuff like that. You could all the little things that you could do, you could easily put that into the app. Look at your game statistics.
Yeah, look at who's online of your friends, play times, you know, basically an activity log.
Mario Odyssey, like look at the maps, look at how many moons you need to get, or how many moons have your friends got on each stage, things like that. So many missed opportunities. Yeah. I guess we didn't hear about any achievement type system, because
No.
if we were going to hear about it, it probably would have been now. So.
Probably. I mean, the last little section that they had on the website and everything, it was special offers, and of course, there's nothing to be shared.
Ah, so special offers, they do that on Xbox and Sony, right? Like if you're a gold member or a what's it called on the Sony one? A plus
Plus.
plus member, you get discounts, right?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at my gold discounts right now. I was thinking of a couple purchases.
Cool. Can you shoot off an example?
Yeah, there's some interesting deals. I was looking at XCOM 2 with all the DLC edition for 67% off.
Ooh, if you're a gold member. And if you're not a gold member, you get less off or nothing off?
Yeah, usually it actually kind of depends on the publisher, I think. Yeah, like sometimes you can get like on the publisher sales, you get the discount without gold, but if it's like the deals with gold, you need gold.
Yeah, like Ty said, it really depends on who's initiating the sale and like all that type of stuff. Sometimes there can even be additional stuff off, even if the publisher already has something. You can be get additional stuff off for being a gold
That's
member.
true, especially like the big end of year sales.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So
There's
was that
like a big summer sale like on Steam, and there's also like a winter sale. And those have like deep discounts and deeper discounts if you're gold.
So we've got the coin system, right, Danny? You recently used some of your coins to buy,
Yeah.
what's it called?
10-yard fight. The
Money well
best.
spent.
Yeah.
But so like I'm assuming on top of that you're gonna have like whatever a gold, well, I'm not calling it a gold membership, are they? They're calling it, what's this called? Switch Online.
Yeah, so I
Congratulations,
mean,
you're a Switch Online member.
here we go with maybe more confusing things for gamers out there. At least not, I mean, if you're listening to the show, you're probably not one of those people. That's for sure. But standard Joe Blow out there might not even know any of this stuff, so I can see that being a little bit
Yeah.
confusing.
They need to differentiate between like just going to the eShop as a regular non-subscriber. And it's like if you subscribe to Nintendo Switch Online, you will get 10% off this game. You know, they need to have some way of differentiating it that, right?
Yeah, and I mean, if they take any cues from Microsoft or Sony, it's a pretty easy thing to do. Put like a little symbol next to it, like PlayStation Plus. There's a little plus, and it's clear that if you're a PlayStation Plus member, that you get an additional discount, you know. But
That'd be cool. Probably for like first party games, especially, right? I'm assuming you're gonna get like what, 5% off or something like that, right?
was like, can I laugh? Because I mean, they'll probably never go on sale.
Oh yeah, I guess it's not gonna be a blanket thing, isn't it? It's probably gonna be, you know, for 1 month only, you'll get 5% off ARMS or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean they've already kind of done that.
Yeah, they have done that as well, yeah. But yeah, it'd be interesting, like going back to the classic games. We can't call it Virtual Console. There was a little bit of breaking news, wasn't there, Danny, about I think maybe Kotaku contacted Nintendo directly and said, you know, does this mean it this is the Virtual Console? And Nintendo specifically said the phrase Virtual Console will no longer be used, basically. That is dead. That is you know, an old terminology that we won't be using going forward.
I mean, it had a 12-year run, you know?
Right.
So.
So yeah, the Wii U is officially the last console to have a virtual console. But what was I going to say? Like, so did they specifically say it's going to be like they said they're going to add more games to these online classic games in the future, right? But
Yes.
they didn't say anything about they're going to you know, get rid of other ones, right? It's going to be like just a library that grows like Netflix,
That's kind of what it
but
said.
Netflix does delete stuff, you know.
Sure.
So
But
it's going
that's
to be
like
like
for
that.
licensing reasons. I mean, everything that's been listed so far are Nintendo published
But like
games.
let's say literally no one has played tennis online for over a year. Are they really going to keep it on their service?
Point. I mean, that's.
It might cost more to remove than to keep
So
on.
they're just going to keep growing and growing and growing, and then just on the off chance someone's going to say, "Hey, I really want to play NES tennis online today."
But what if they sign somebody like Capcom or Konami and like they can only get like a 1 year contract or something while they just bail out at the end of the year? Rest in peace.
Or, I
Yeah.
mean, you know, a
I
lot of
hope they
people.
would warn you about that.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, like I said, like I got that stupid football game and that's like by iRem. And I mean, back in the day, whenever, you know, the virtual console was the only game in town, I mean, they had to go through Nintendo to do this stuff. But nowadays, if companies want to release some kind of a classic game, they don't have to go through these same systems that they had to, 10 years ago.
Ooh, IRM, that brings me back. I
They
think
shouldn't
you
make football games.
can see their office from the Yamanote line.
Wow.
Possible. If it's still there.
So yeah, we do have a whole bunch of Neo Geo games. How many Neo Geo games are on the Switch now? There's like 80 or something, isn't it?
I was gonna say hundreds.
Yeah, the easiest games in the known universe to emulate.
So, and none of those are online, and that none of those are going to be part of this Nintendo's thing, right? So,
No.
Gross.
but like
They
for like those arcade archive type of games and stuff like that, those all have like high scores, at least high score elements and stuff like that that you share online, which is kind of
Oh,
cool.
really?
Even that football game I was playing, I am the 91st, I'm number 91 in the world, baby.
Out of 91.
Out of maybe like 140.
All right, good luck to you. So yeah, they need to, start advertising third party additions to this, well, not virtual console, whatever it's called, classic game collection, classic game Netflix style collection, as soon as possible. Because if it's just first party NES games, they're going to run out very quickly. And, a lot of them are not good. So they need to get third party games on there, at least. And then move on to Super Nintendo.
Maybe they're waiting for E3 to unveil some. It seems
Yeah.
kind of stupid. We're waiting for E3 to unveil. We're going to give you the original Final Fantasy on the NES on this service. I'm like, oh no.
No, I don't think they're going to talk about this at E3 at all. They don't usually do that. It's usually like, in the aftermath, they might release a small press release about it. But yeah, on the show floor, they're not going to talk about it.
Well, I meant during the event. Okay, sure.
No. The presentation, they don't talk about those kind of things. Maybe just in passing, but not really focus on it.
Well, in terms of plans and pricing, so yeah, here we go with this. So there are two different types of plans that you can get. You can get individual or family. First of all, let's kind of go through all the individual plans. They pretty much, this stuff hasn't changed since they basically announced this. If you want to do a 1 month plan, you can do that. US dollars, it's like 399 yen, 300 yen for 1 month. For 3 months, 799 or 800 yen. And for 12 months, it's 1999 US and 2,400 yen for 12 months.
Probably
So
going to be able to buy the cards at the convenience store, aren't we?
I would say so. And they said that you can basically, I don't know exactly how they're going to do this, but you are able to purchase basically a subscription to this either on Nintendo's website, on the eShop, or like James said, at participating retailers is some of the terminology
Yeah.
that they use for that.
Because, well, especially for Japanese people, who don't understand how the internet works, they need to have something at the convenience store that they can say, buy this card and you can go online with your Nintendo Switch. Which will be a weird thing, isn't it? Because people can buy a Splatoon thing, a card, download card, and then they'll also need to buy a Nintendo Switch online card together to play online. So that's immediately, whatever it is, 6,000 yen plus another 2,000 yen just to play Splatoon online.
Well,
Oh,
then
the family plan thing, right? The nine users on one plan.
So what they officially say, a Nintendo account holder may invite up to seven others to join a
Oh,
family
okay.
group.
But
All
eight.
members of the group will have access to Nintendo Switch online.
And then me and Danny were just talking about this before the show, but like hopefully this includes all regions. Because if I buy a Japanese online pass, but some of my games are downloaded from the European shop, American shop, how will they all work? Can I play them all online?
And as we were talking too, I think for most of the games that come out, it's not that big of a deal. But if you look at something like Splatoon, which is very kind of sectioned off, especially Japan from the rest of the world,
Yeah, Japan is quite unique. They have their own stuff, right? The 7-Eleven merchandise and unlocks and everything. Which I'm sure Danny's got all of them, right?
yes, no.
Totally worth buying the Japanese version.
Yes, that's still a fun game. Yeah,
Slap fest.
so There was also an FAQ. They had a lot of other different questions, but I think we pretty much covered everything that might have even kind of showed up there. I don't know. Do we have any other closing thoughts on the Nintendo Switch Online service from what we know at this point?
Well, I'm definitely going to try it out
Oh, yeah.
for at least a year. Hopefully, some good games get added to the classic collection, and hopefully everything works out in terms of multi-region stuff. Not none of fuckery like, oh, I can't play certain games online because it's the wrong region or something like that. Don't want that. I hope that doesn't happen.
Playing classic games online, like I'm all about that. That's always been a bullet point for things I would want to do on the Switch. So I hope they don't drop the spaghetti and have like the world's fucking worst net code.
History doesn't serve them well, Ty.
No, it doesn't.
So yeah, don't, this is the one thing that would make you rush out and buy a Switch, or
Not
is it?
the one thing, but it would be a bullet point.
So wow, this
It
could be
would
it.
move the scale over a little bit.
So if someone that you trust says, "Shit, Ty, this is fucking legit online NES games," you'd be like, "All right, dude, let's do this thing."
Maybe. Depends on the
So
game. I'm gonna need more than Dr. Mario, but
I more than Dr. Mario, Jesus, what, how much do you need, man?
don't know. What came out? There's something on NES. I always wanted to play multiplayer. What is
Wrecking
it?
Crew multiplayer online.
There we go. It Double Dragon, like the little built-in versus mode they had in that. Do you remember that?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Ty, if you get a Switch, I will buy you Breath of the Wild, whether you like it or not.
What?
Okay.
I'm serious.
I'll just
You.
emulate it and play upscaled on my PC.
No.
Get wrecked.
Oh,
Okay.
did you see the Zelda patch? Like, you can play as Zelda. There's like
Oh.
a group of like 20 people working on it,
Dude,
and
you're
they're.
always playing as Zelda. What are you talking about?
But
Not me. I play as the AE86 from Initial D.
They've done a really good job with it. Like,
That's a good mod.
yeah. We're having some
Oh,
a
yeah.
couple of different comments in the chat. Actually, welcome to Aaron H. He or she says, "Ty still doesn't have a Switch." Lol.
Oh,
Yeah. And then Chris also mentioned that, he said that he hopes that by September, maybe the eShop will get some kind of a revamp. It's depressing looking every time I visit it.
yeah, it's getting worse and worse, isn't it? The more games that get added to it. Because I think the Wii U one, I mean, it's funny because people complained about the Wii U one, but it wasn't actually that bad. It had each section. You could have a N64 section, Super Nintendo section, new games,
Really?
retro style games. Maybe no, Danny, you were only using the Japanese one, weren't you?
Yeah, I
That's
don't,
probably
because I
shit.
remember on the Wii, there were really specific buttons for like, the
Forget about the Wii,
systems.
mate.
I'm just saying, but like on the, as far as I know, I mean, on the Japanese Wii U, there were no things like that. I mean, you can go into like an overall virtual console type of a thing,
I'm talking
but
about Wii U, not Wii.
yeah. Sorry, did I say just say
Please
Wii
don't
again?
talk about Wii Shopping
Yeah,
Channel. It's
I
dead
started
anyway.
talking about Wii. I changed to Wii U. Sorry.
Yeah, I think the European one was generally quite the best of all the regions. Like, they really like took good care of it, and they updated it a lot, and had new graphics and changed the music. Anyway, NOA one was, probably a little bit behind that, but like the Japanese one was awful. Like, it wasn't very well, taken care of, because there were so few indie games, or almost zero indie games on the Japanese one as well, right? So yeah, weird. And yeah, we had a lot more demos on the European Wii U shop for some reason. So yeah, we need something like that, basically, as long as it loads fast. Like, because the Wii U one loaded slowly because the Wii U wasn't a very powerful console. That's why it took so long to load up, and it was basically like a net based thing that just took a long time to load. But the overall layout was fine, I thought. So something like that just loads, in an instant would be awesome. Because there's no way to find, like, all you can do is like search by genre. It's like, okay, give me every RPG. Okay, here's 200 RPGs. And if you're looking on the Japanese one, there are literally hundreds of them. And yeah, or like whatever, action games. Yeah, let's how many action games can I find on the Switch eShop at the moment?
Every
All
single,
of them.
seriously, that is a gross.
Yeah.
Anyways, we need to really move on if you want to get through some more of this
Right,
news.
yeah. Yeah, Danny, Jesus, stop fucking waffling on.
Sorry. So yeah, some stuff that happened in between podcasts here. So as most of you are well aware, Nintendo is going to have a new president. It's going to be Shuntaro Furukawa, who is the
It's gonna be
president.
Donald Trump.
Him too.
That won't happen.
And he's basically gonna be taking the reins for Kimishima starting in June. He's pretty damn young too. This guy's only 46. He's been with Nintendo since
Probably since he finished college.
it's been, I think it's what it was. He's been there since 94. He's been the director of global marketing since September 2016. He worked with the Pokemon company before too. So
Shout outs to the guys that think this is a surprise, despite the fact that the previous president was an interim president.
yeah, exactly. If any, okay. Yeah.
Oh my
But
God.
it's nice that they've they're diversifying, from an elderly Japanese man to a slightly less old Japanese man. But apparently this guy can speak fluent English and he's a gamer, which is very different from Kimishima, who couldn't speak a fucking word of English and didn't play games.
Yeah,
So
very
Jesus.
Yamauchi-esque,
Yeah,
right?
oh yeah, almost Yamauchi-esque. So
Do you guys remember the one time Yamauchi played a video game and he got so fucking mad at it?
what?
What?
No.
No, this was in the book. Which one? Probably,
Game
yeah,
over.
probably Game Over. Like, yeah, there was that Go player. Well, he was like mainly like a programmer or something. He was trying to pitch like some Western game or Go or something. So he goes in and he asks, hey, you want to play Go? He's like, oh, okay. And he's like, I'm working on a Go game. You want to give it a try? And like Yamauchi hated playing a video game so much, he like threw down the controller in frustration.
Then he called up Square and said, "Fuck you, we're not going to have any of your RPGs on my console ever again."
Pretty close. Pretty close.
He was good at doing things like that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Rest in
Oh
peace. What were we talking about?
the new president is cool and good and has played a video game
Oh yeah,
before.
he's played a video game. He likes video games. No, because in Nintendo Directs, one thing that we miss about Iwata is that he actually came on and he spoke English and he did stuff, amusing stuff from time to time. And it could be the return of that, right?
Yeah. Maybe he'll become near and dear to all our hearts and we'll hear the sad stories about little kids crying at school because Mr. Nintendo died in like 20 years or whenever.
God.
Yeah, because they've been really relying heavily on lesser people at Nintendo, the various sections of Nintendo.
Right.
Here's Derek from QA,
Yeah, you're
wrestlers,
right. They don't
whatever.
really have much of a face out there.
Right, so it's some guy,
What? Koizumi was pretty much about the
Oh yeah.
closest that they had, but
Yeah, who?
yeah, see, there's it was really hard to try to find somebody just to replace Iwata. You can't replace him. You can't do that.
I think
But
Koizumi looks like the guy who plays the Green Goblin in the original Spider-Man.
actually, what, Willem
What's his
Dafoe?
name? Well, yeah, Willem Dafoe. He's got Willem Dafoe. It does. It does. It's got Willem Dafoe's mouth. Like
It.
he's got that kind of like evil but smile, smile, evil smile, but
Oh
I don't know.
God. So, well, I liked Willem Dafoe in Platoon, not Splatoon, Platoon.
Oh
He gets
yeah.
a gruesome
Good game.
death there as well. Okay, sorry. Let's move on.
So yeah, Willem Dafoe
The
looks
new
like
president of Nintendo.
present. There you go. Congratulations, William.
Yes.
Here's to many years of good service.
Yes.
Please make an F-Zero game. So yeah, that's good. It's good news, I guess. I'm sure he'll make an appearance at E3, the electronic threes. Oh, we might meet him a bit somewhere.
Maybe. Well, speaking of Nintendo presidents as well, Satoru Shibata is actually going back from Europe to serve for NCL. He's going to be the senior executive officer, whatever the hell that means. And
He's going back to Japan. Is that enough of pretending to be able to speak English?
yeah, so I don't
Poor guy.
remember. I
I
probably
like him. I like Shibata, by the way.
no, he's fine.
He was good. He can't read from a teleprompter for his salt, but yeah, it's fine.
Overrated.
Oh.
Surprise.
It was a man. There was a game that title he just couldn't pronounce in English. It wasn't Star Allies, but it was somewhere along those
I
lines.
vaguely remember this.
It was
It
a
was.
Mario Party game, wasn't it?
Was it?
Or was it?
How can you mess that up?
No, it was Mario Party colon something.
Oh,
It
okay.
was like something like that,
Okay.
yeah. But
I don't know.
he did all the classic, Japanese pronunciation mistakes, like pronouncing text as a tekisto. He
Oh.
just he just all the classic mistakes that we experience as teachers in Japan. He did all of them. It was amazing. It was like watching one of our students.
Udon tekisto.
That's right.
Made of oud.
That's right. Ud. Yeah. Uri. Yeah. Ah. Yoshi. Maybe Yoshi's Woolly World was another good one.
Udon.
Yoshi's w Uri World.
Oh man, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one for
I try
Japanese
not to get
people.
on Japanese people about this because I'm thinking about how terrible my pronunciation probably is sometimes in Japanese. So,
And English.
yeah, that too. It's just, I'm fighting an uphill battle here. So yeah, another bit of
Pick a
news.
language and stick to it, mate. Come on. At least get one of them right.
Go with Spanish. So during part of this crazy news cycle that happened here as well, Nintendo has partnered with Psy Games, and I was corrected.
Sigh, that's what he's been up to.
Cyrus, he's back. He's making Grand Blue Fantasy, right, Ty?
What? Grand Blue? Yeah. I love Graham Cracker.
Yes, no. The guys that made Grand Blue Fantasy, the huge game here. They've acquired 5% of this company, and they're basically working on a new mobile RPG. It's called Dragalia Lost, and it's supposed to be coming out in Asia sometime this summer, and then in other markets at some undisclosed time in the
That's
future.
nice. Will it have anime girls with huge boobs?
They'll have anime girls. Some of them will have
Guaranteed.
huge boobs.
Just in case you're not familiar with Grand Blue Fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talked a lot about this on the latest A4 podcast. They know a lot more than us about this. The people are behind this and everything. So,
Luck
no
with
idea.
that.
But yeah, it is weird that the next Nintendo app is not really developed by Nintendo or exclusively by Nintendo. Because I thought Mario Kart Tour, is it? Was it going to be the next one? Or the. Well, yeah, we've got the Animal
Mario.
Crossing one. What else was it? I thought there was supposed to be another one.
Wasn't the Zelda one announced, or was that just me dreaming?
Could be right. But anyway.
Okay.
Hope you like RPGs on your iPhone.
Yes. Well, yes.
Just threw up in my mouth.
Yes. So, another thing that kind of came out here recently, Ikaruga
Oh,
is coming to the Switch on May 29th. This is coming out in all territories. It's going to be about 15 bucks, 1500 yen plus tax. I'm looking forward to this. I have it on the GameCube, but I have it on 360. I haven't played in a long time,
do you have
but
it on Dreamcast?
no, I didn't get it.
Fuck
I could have
you.
got it.
Is it anything to do with squids?
Absolutely.
Ika Ruga? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ikaruga is a suburb of Nara.
It is, and it's also a bird.
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about?
A suburb of
Ikaruga,
Nara.
what
All
the
right.
the fucking word means.
The shooting game.
Yeah. I believe I reviewed this on Nintendo World Report back when it was Planet GameCube.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So
Six out
I
of
like,
ten, too hard.
yeah, and I can also one credit finish this game
Oh, okay.
get an A rank on every level. And I also have the Sake Cup set, which was never for sale.
How much?
300 plus dollars.
Wow.
Yep.
How did he get those? eBay.
Yes.
Okay.
It appeared like once on eBay ever, and I got it.
Wow.
Because
Yahoo
I was looking for it. I had an alert up, and would you like to see it?
Sure, why the hell not?
Maybe I'll put it on Twitter later.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, so ask me about Ikaruga.
Is it worth buying for was it $15, Danny?
Yes.
Okay,
And it will murder you. It is an extremely hard game.
yeah,
Is
I've never beat it.
has it got a Tate mode?
It does. It does.
Yeah, it's very much a Tate game. You can go find this in a lot of Japanese arcades. I see it around. It is my third favorite Danmaku game.
All right,
It used
cool.
to be my first, but it's my third now.
It's very rare that we get a seal of approval to buy a game on the Nintendo system from Tai, but there you have it.
I feel like I want to issue like a word of warning about this game. It'll fuck you up. But it's really fun. Like if you like to struggle and get better and feel fucking awesome about getting better, it's for you. Like if you like really hard music games, this is a good choice.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a music game, by the way. It's a shooter.
Right.
But it does have, I feel like it has a lot of memorization more than a typical shooter. And it takes a lot of practice, and especially practicing like individual tricky parts. But it's good. It's good. I mean, this game is well known. I
Oh, yeah.
don't think I have to talk too much about it.
It's yeah, I'm probably picking it up again just because it's fun.
Yeah, again. Ooh, boy.
So next, Danny, can I briefly talk about this, the Splatfest?
Yeah.
So this is actually a new thing for Splatoon, the Splatfest tournament. So before, Splatfest was like a one-off event, two teams, you choose a team, it's done, you're over a weekend and it's finished. This one is a tournament, so they're actually going to have three back to back. So the theme is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The first round is already finished. That was Raphael versus Leonardo, and I chose the Raphael team. Danny, which one would you choose? Theoretically, you can't because you're using the Japanese version.
Yeah, well, it would depend. Is this Raphael from the, live action
Whatever.
movie, or is it? If that's the case, hell yeah. But if it's not, no. Especially if it's like video game Raphael, no way.
Oh, because you're thinking about his weapons.
That and just aside from that movie, he's
Excuse
bad.
me, Raphael was top tier in Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters on Super Nintendo.
Well, excuse me, I didn't play that game.
Wow,
There you go.
it's a good game.
Okay, so
They're good games, Danny.
you're with me, Raphael team.
Yeah.
Congratulations, a winner is you. Raphael team won.
Ah, nice.
Mainly thanks to me. So you're welcome. So the next up is going to be Michelangelo and Donatello, and then the
Nerd
winner,
versus God.
and then the winners of all of those will go into the third one for the grand final. So I think this is pretty cool. I like this concept of well, doing three back to back is cool because you get lots of rewards for that. Although it was annoying at the end of the last one, which just ended, I just wanted to put in a few more games before the time ran out. It was like up until 11 p.m. Japanese time. I logged on like maybe like 10:45, and I just couldn't find an opposing team. Like lo no Leonardo teams were showing up, and then I just kept getting disconnected, and I only put in like one game in that 15 minutes. It was fucking bullshit, and I missed out on the next rank. Fucking by just by a few points. It was fucking bullshit. Anyway, I got my sea snails. Thank you very much. So next, sales numbers. Skip.
Yeah, we're running a little bit long.
Switch has sold 17.79 million units worldwide. Pretty good. Best-selling game is Odyssey.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to some feedback. And if you have any feedback, if you want to, send us a line or whatever, you can send us an email at thefamicast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at the Famicast, Facebook, the Famicast. Watch us live on YouTube, like some people are doing right now. Woohoo! Thank you for that.
You can comment on YouTube as well.
You can have your comment or criticism read on the air like these guys. So before that, though, we had a contest last time. If you would write a review for the Famicast, you could have been entered into a contest to win some fabulous prizes, which is money for the eShop. And fuck.
Oh, that, Jesus, I thought I'd lost it then. Okay. Got it.
All right, well, we have a winner, and this is the first time I've actually announced this to the world. Our winner is Ferrari James, a.k.a. James Allen. Congratulations. So James, I will be contacting you, hopefully before you hear this. Maybe. But he, you know, he wins $10 in credit on the North American eShop and 1,500 yen worth of credit from the Japanese eShop. So please buy some awesome games with it and let us know what you get.
That's right. Send us your video reviews once you're done.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Congratulations, man. That was well done. Thank you for the review.
Yeah.
And if you didn't send us a review and you missed out on the chance, then better luck next time. There was only a handful of entrants, so there's a high chance of winning. So yeah, good luck next time. So feedback. Yes, Danny.
Yes. So. Okay. Yeah, we got some stuff from Patreon, and you know, basically after we announced that we're going to be going to BitSummit, we got a lot of people pretty excited. Chris, who's in the chat right now, he was like, "What did he say?" He sent an awesome video of Stone Cold Steve Austin saying "Hell yeah!" and I think probably pouring beer in his head.
That's what Steve Austin does.
Same.
Yeah, another hell yeah from Aaron Brown, and then a good one from Russ Greeno. Hope your PS Vita coverage will be extensive. You can count on it.
I wonder if there will be a PS Vita at BitSummit. I'm sure at least one.
It's Japan. Of course it's going to be. Are you kidding me?
Just tell me where to touch to make her clothes explode.
Exactly. And yeah, our good pal Rich, he left a comment on a Famicast retro video I did for Star Wars Episode 1 Racer. And he was asking, you know, how do you think this compares to contemporary N64 racers like Beetle Adventure Racing or San Francisco Rush? Looks to me that it leans pretty heavily on its license, and
I prefer it to either of those games. I think Beetle Adventure Racing is pretty good. San Francisco Rush is not that good. I really like Episode 1 Racer.
I like San Francisco Rush. I think it's a very good game.
This is like basically the first time I was playing Racer for the first time. I mean, I rented it maybe back in the day, but I just didn't really like it.
I guess going back to it now, I guess the controls must be feel a bit weird, right?
I think the controls are fine. I just think that the levels are just kind of boring. You're always out in first place. There's no like tension in the races or anything.
Are you playing it on easy?
Yeah, maybe, but
it gets pretty hard, man. Okay. Also, the dual controller thing was such a big thing for me. Because, like, at the time, yeah, you can actually put two controllers in and use the thumbsticks like it was in the movie, and control individually. You know, there were very few games that did that. Like, GoldenEye and Perfect Dark had dual analog controls before dual analog controls were a thing, and a bunch of other games. But yeah, I liked it in this one. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know people rag on Episode 1, and I think there are some good points.
Yeah.
Of the movie.
It's better than the movie, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't really care for the pod racing scene in the movie.
That was the only good part.
No, I thought the Darth Maul fight was better.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, we had an F-Zero on the N64, but like, you know, this was like another kind of alternative to that, you know? It's like a unique take on the racing genre, so to speak. And like you can like tilt the craft and like go through like really tiny cracks and stuff like that. It's almost like it felt almost like a flight game, but like you're on the ground kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's like the speed of a fighter jet, but like you're on the ground.
Yeah, I should probably give it another go. I think I even commented back after this question. I said like, please give me a reason to like this game. And
Star Wars. And the presentation is really
no. The presentation's great.
And you can upgrade your your car, right? Not car, but pod, and add lots of bits to it and stuff. And I think that was quite fun, if I recall. But yeah, I literally haven't played this game since its release, so
Yeah. Anyway,
maybe
that's enough on
rose-tinted glasses. Anyway.
that's enough on episode one. James, do we have anything else from Twitter that's worth mentioning?
Thanks for asking, Danny. Ooh, oh, Ty was
Up?
talking about what the hell?
What the hell?
Why are we talking about fake or real?
Oh,
Oh
right.
yeah, you were gonna tell us about ridiculous shit you've seen, and we have to guess if it's Far Cry 5 or real life. I guess you've already done a bit of that.
I didn't make a quiz or anything, but
Fail.
yeah, like all the stuff I listed, like the missile silos, those are real. Cults, those are real. Fucking prepper stashes everywhere, those are real.
The answer to everything is just real.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I
Full
think I
points
said
for
that
that.
earlier. Like, if you see something weird in Far Cry 5, just assume it's actually real in Montana.
We do have a very exciting tweet that is big news for the Famicast. Cyrus tweeted out a picture of well, his wedding cake. So I'm assuming he got married.
I
Or it
was
just
part
got a big
cake.
cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, congratulations to Cyrus.
Congratulations on your giant cake.
Yeah.
And please clarify if your marriage is a sealed deal, I guess.
And Lady Linda's commented on said cake and said, "Congratulations, Cyrus. That cake looks delicious and kind of like a stuffed French toast."
What the fuck?
It does. It does. You just nailed it. Actually, Lindis is in the chat right now, too.
Okay, hello, Lady Lindis. Welcome. So Yono and the Celestial Elephants is coming to Japan. We tweeted about that. And apparently it's only in Japanese. Is that still true, Danny?
Oh, good. I'll check that if you keep on going.
Okay. So yeah, sometimes yeah, there's a mistake, isn't it? They only put one language, but it's actually multiple languages. Who's this one? Gyro's Wrath says he loves the design of the Famicast t-shirts. We ran an offer for like $13 to buy a Famicast t-shirt, and a bunch of people bought them. So thank you if you did. If you're listening and you bought a t-shirt, thank you very much. Please send us a photograph of you wearing the t-shirt if it's arrived. And yeah, thank you very much.
James, to get back to the Yono thing,
Oh, YOLO.
Yono, I'm looking at it on the website on mobile, and it's still showing that it's the language is only available in Japanese. It should be
Weird.
noted that, I mean, the game is not being published by the original publisher.
Okay.
I think that they use in the West. This is by Circle
But they would just
Entertainment.
delete the English language files from the game. I would doubt they would do
Dude,
that,
I don't know. I mean, some.
unless it's a completely different ROM altogether,
No, it
completely
definitely
separate.
doesn't look like it at all.
Interesting. Unhatched Yoshi Egg sent us a complaint. He says the t-shirt company that prints our t-shirts has a fat people tax. So I'm assuming like the XL versions are a little bit more expensive. So yeah, rip in peace. Sorry about that. Nothing to do with us, unfortunately. Oh shit. What is this in relation to? Oh, we tweeted out a bunch of clips from our Miyam the not our Miyamoto interview, but the Miyamoto interview that is on our YouTube channel that Matt Walker helped translate and add English subtitles to. We got a bunch of like retweets and likes and everything. So thank you if you did that. And we got a comment about that video. One of the clips that we tweeted out was Miyamoto talking about how movies can make you cry with the story that you're watching, but with games, we have to make an environment that allows people to immerse themselves enough to attain the same experience. So yeah, basically saying it's a lot harder to make people cry at a game than it is to a movie, basically. And Gorgoris on Twitter said, why can't Western developers understand this? They're so obsessed with movie games and simulators, and neither are as fun as their early attempts at games. Wow, that's deep, man.
What?
So I guess people, I don't know if what he means by movie games, he or she, movie games. I
What,
don't
like
know.
Metal Gear?
Yeah, like movie license games or games trying to be like movies.
Let's go with movie license games. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. True Lies on the SNES. RoboCop.
Two towers on Game Boy Advance.
GoldenEye.
On Game Boy Advance.
That's a good man, how many good movie games can you name?
GoldenEye, Alien 3. Actually, probably a few alien games like Alien Isolation.
Alien versus
Two Towers
Predator.
on GameCube.
Yeah, well, there were so many Alien versus Predator games before there was a movie.
I'm talking about the PC one, the good PC one, not the
Yeah.
fucking Jaguar one.
What did you say?
I was thinking of the
On that
Capcom
list.
beat 'em up.
Capcom beat 'em up?
Yes, Capcom made an Alien versus Predator like CPS2 arcade beat 'em up, and it's
Wow.
fucking amazing.
Never
It's
heard of
four players, I think.
it.
Or it's like four selectable characters. Maybe it's only two player, I don't know.
There was a Blade Runner adventure game, point and click adventure game that was very good.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, made by Rare on the NES? Great game.
Is that, oh yeah, that is a movie.
Yeah, so there are a lot of good movie games. They just tend to get forgotten once you start thinking about all the bad ones.
The world is not
Did
enough. There
you
was
guys ever
another.
play those EA Lord of the Rings games back?
They're
Oh
like hack
yeah.
and slash games, though, right?
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to playing was it Shadow of Mordor or something?
Yeah, that and
Yeah.
then Shadow of War.
Yeah, one of those. I heard it's amazing.
Yes, the first
And
one. I love the first one, Shadow of Mordor. It's
yeah.
awesome.
So I got the Xbox One version just chilling,
Oh, cool.
waiting for me to crack it open.
Cool. It's awesome, man. If it's Shadow Mordor, it's awesome. Shadow of War is basically more or less the same. Well, more stuff. I
Yeah.
wonder if the Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider reboot games retroactively become movie games because now we have a Tomb Raider movie based on those games. Because they're good games, but
Yeah.
the movie's not supposed to be that good.
Movie canon kind of creeps into games sometimes. Like, did you know in Mortal Kombat they started modeling Kano after the movie version because they liked him so much?
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Enter the Matrix, anyone?
I love The Matrix and I couldn't love that game.
That game was
There were some
awful.
screenshots of the MMO that made me laugh till tears streamed down my face. Do those count? Yes.
Spoiler, Morpheus dies in the Matrix Online game. That's true.
Ooh, we got a couple in the chat. Yeah, wait. Linda said, "Who Framed Roger Rabbit was a good game."
Yeah, it was highly unusual for an NES game. So like there are some NES games that are secretly good, but everyone hated them because they were weird or difficult to play.
Chris brings up another one too, based on the movie, The Goonies 2, the game The Goonies 2.
Ooh, yeah. I like it.
That's not the Goonies 2 is not a movie.
I know, I know. I added that. Chris didn't
Oh,
say that.
okay, that's a okay. That's the
Hey,
joke.
that's the joke.
Did we talk about the fact that Blossom Tales is coming to the Japanese shop last time?
We?
Thanks to us, basically.
Ah, of
Because
course.
we asked the developers if there's ever going to be a Japanese version, and they said, yeah, we're working on it. It's going to be in the next update. So it could be, when is that? In a month or so. And they said that in April. So it could be like this month or next month.
Well, you also mentioned, James, I think
Yes.
on Twitter that Celeste is actually finally coming out
Oh,
as well.
yeah. That's, yeah, it's coming soon. It's like 2,400 yen or something. That's coming out tomorrow in Japan.
Yeah.
That's the 10th of May.
And then, I was talking about Immortal Redneck earlier as well. That's coming out in Japan this week as well. It has
Weird.
full Well, okay, it has Japanese support. Like the voices and all that's only in English, but they have subtitles for every other supported language.
Okay, can you tell me what the swear words are in Japanese?
I don't think I had it on whenever they were swearing. I think I just turned it on at just some random point and was looking through some menus.
Okay,
So,
cool. Good times.
Cool.
And the Duke controller is finally out, Ty.
Oh, yeah.
The worst controller ever made
I know.
is back. Oh,
Is
actually, which is worse, the Dreamcast controller or the Duke?
I think the Duke is worse,
Yeah,
but I
that's correct.
recognize that there's an extremely specific set of people for which the Duke is amazing, and they'll swear by it. So
Andre
I
the
mean,
Giant.
Andre the Giant, I was going to say the same thing.
yeah. I mean, like there are weird controllers that I like. A while back, I tweeted out this weird bullshit controller that I was like actually in love with. You guys remember the company Nyko? Yeah. Another shitty Mad Catz-esque thing that made like weird garbage knockoff controllers. They made a Dreamcast controller. And it was like the most comfortable like standard controller I've ever held in my life. And it looked like a fucking weird piece of bullshit, but it was great.
Interesting.
I believe it was called the Dream Master. Nyko Dream Master.
I'll have to look into that. So yeah,
Yeah, by
Dreamcast.
the way, if anybody out there has one, I would be interested in buying it off you. So I think mine died because, it's a cheaply manufactured piece of shit.
Sorry,
But
we just turned into like some kind of like fucking auction podcast now. Like just sell your wares or advertise stuff now.
yo, right?
$2. Got $2 over here.
Hey, I like hunting down weird, obscure bullshit that I like. Well, I don't know
Good
what to
luck
tell
to
you. Ask me about the Nintendo 64 arcade stick that I have.
Okay, that's a wrap for this episode.
Ask me
So,
about the power glove that I have for Nintendo 64.
wow.
Yeah, there's a thing you strap on your arm and it's like senses like your wrist motion, but it also has like a thumbstick and it has all the buttons under your fingers. And do you fucking wear it like a glove? Or there's
I
more like
wish
a
for that.
cyborg arm that you just kind of strap to your regular arm. It's real, look it up.
I believe you.
I pray for death, as Ty would say.
Same.
Right. Well, I think that's going to go ahead and bring Famicast 125 to a close.
Woo! Season 2, episode 1 in the bag.
There it is.
We're not going to call it that. I'm just saying.
125.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to thank everybody for listening with us live. It's been fun. Thank you for that.
It's cool getting comments live, isn't it?
It's been a while.
Call us out on our bullshit. Well, Danny's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. I'm used to it.
Not me. I'm always right.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm
But
100% right 50% of the time.
yes. But if you're new to the show and you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us or whatever, if you want to follow me on Twitter and you haven't already, you can. You can follow me at DannyBiv, DannyBiv. James, where can we find you?
And I'm at Famicomplicated on the Twitters. And yeah, pleased to be following.
Yes. And Ty.
Super Cat Drugs on Twitter. Hit me up and scroll down and look at all my Far Cry 5 jokes.
Yes.
So yeah, Danny, I can hear the Shinkansen, the bullet train pulling into the station. We are going to Bit Summit. And it's very exciting. And we want to thank all the patrons for making it possible. It was fucking by the skin of our teeth at the end of it. We barely afforded it. We've used all of our monies to get there. But gosh damn it, we're gonna do our bestest work when we get there.
Hopefully not die.
So yeah, Danny's going a little bit earlier, and then we're gonna meet up on the Saturday, Sunday. The 12th and 13th, right?
Sure. Saturday.
Yeah, 12th and 13th is Saturday, Sunday of May. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. There's going to be lots of people there. Lots of friends of the show. Lots of indie games. Fight Night is going to be there, Ty.
Yeah, great game.
And the Takeover. Like, lots of games that we said, like, which
Yeah, that
maybe...
we played back at TGS. That's
Yeah,
super great.
I'm sure some of them won those awards, like a, hype TGS Hype Award or something, right?
Yeah.
Have to go back and check the Phammies in 2017. But yeah, it's going to be very exciting. So look out for lots of videos. Obviously, patrons are going to get those videos as soon as they go up. For the rest of you, check out Famicast Friday. So that would be, what would the Friday be after that? It would be the 18th. So May 18th, Famicast Friday on the May 18th. There's probably a shit ton of stuff going live then.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, like a whole fucking events worth of stuff. But yeah, patrons can look forward to stuff, incrementally as it gets uploaded. Lots of gameplay. We're going to be doing direct captures of games at the event, if they let us. Any developer that lets us, capture the game, we'll do that. We'll upload the, direct feed gameplay. Hopefully, interview some of the developers as well. We'll do as much as we can.
And hopefully eat lunch
Oh
too.
yeah. We'll try and eat somewhere in the middle of there if you let us.
Eating food, wow.
Yes.
Nerds.
All right. Well, that's gonna, again, I think the fifth time now. That's it. So, thank you for listening. Of course, James and Ty, thanks for coming on. As usual,
You're
talking like it's my show. You say fuck.
welcome.
Okay. Anyways, see you guys later. We will catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace out.